News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Powerful storms swept across the eastern half of the country yesterday, but travel headaches continue today. FlightAware says about 1,000 flights have been canceled or delayed as of early this morning. This New York resident was trying to fly home from North Carolina.
Yeah, I've got to get back today. I've got work tomorrow with a pretty full schedule. You know, we talked about renting a car, but the reality is we're just chasing the storm up the entire East Coast. So, and, you know, we're talking a 12-hour drive in good condition. So, yeah, questionable.
Making things worse, travelers have been facing additional jams at airport security checkpoints as a partial government shutdown puts a strain on TSA staffing. Israel says it has killed the head of a force within the Iranian Revolutionary Guard that suppresses demonstrations in the Islamic Republic. A judge has blocked Health Secretary RFK Jr.'s changes on childhood vaccine recommendations for now.
Vaccine news out of Boston. A federal judge has placed a temporary block on the administration's order to cut the number of recommended childhood vaccines. It's the latest development in a lawsuit filed by the American Academy of Pediatrics and other medical groups. The decision by Judge Brian E. Murphy halts an order by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The judge says it's also likely that Kennedy violated federal procedures when he fired the entire 17-member Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. Kennedy replaced it with a group that includes several anti-vaccine voices. HHS spokesman Anthony Nixon says they look forward to the judge's decision being overturned. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump said he believes he'll have the honor of taking Cuba. Asked by reporters at the White House yesterday if that would be a diplomatic or military move, the president said only that he can do anything he wants. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Let me paint a picture for you. It's midnight and sirens are blaring and you only have seconds to grab your child and run. Now, imagine you're elderly, getting downstairs, and after all of that, you end up in a bomb shelter for hours, even days, because you just can't make that trek up again. That's what's happening across Israel as Operation Epic Fury continues. Children are being traumatized, families are exhausted, homes have been destroyed. That's why the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is there, because as Israel continues to be under attack, its people on the ground are just trying to survive. The fellowship is bringing life-saving aid and emergency supplies to the most vulnerable. If you've ever wondered what it looks like to stand with Israel and stand for good against evil, this is it. This is the time. Join Christians around the world in praying for Israel and her people and for the brave troops putting their lives on the line in this battle between good and evil. Stand in prayer by visiting supportifcj.org. That's supportifcj.org.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There is one wreck already this morning out of Arundel County. Heads up, westbound Route 100 in the area at Oakwood Road. If you're coming over from Ritchie Highway, there was a report of a backup developing in that area, and the fire department also now reported at that scene. Again this morning, State Highway is having a problem with their cameras. Many of the cameras are out. The one camera that's working that helps us a little bit right now, we can see that both the harbor tunnels have dried out. The roadway conditions are good. And right now we're fine, both at 95 and into the old harbor tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mix of clouds and sun today. Windy and much colder. We've got winds gusting up to 20, 25 miles an hour with highs in the low to mid 40s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight as lows fall back into the mid 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
32 degrees in White Marsh and 32 in Joppa Town. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that Maryland sheriffs are weighing their next steps after state lawmakers moved to dismantle the 287G program, which allows local law enforcement agencies to cooperate with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Frederick County Sheriff Charles Jenkins said he believes the state will face consequences from the change. don't believe the governor or legislature has an idea of the damage they've done, Jenkins said. And following an explosive news investigation into special needs students not receiving mandated services, it appears Prince George's County Public Schools is no longer in violation of federal law. As of March 5, 2026, all students with disabilities who require a one-to-one aid have one assigned to them. Now a bill has been introduced in Annapolis to ensure PG County students with disabilities receive mandated services. But some say the bill does not go far enough. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 673. The pick 4, 0791. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping.
Woo! For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge excluding taxes and fees.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, as in Baltimore, the rains came once again to Sarasota yesterday, washing out the O's-Red Sox game last night. One night after O's-Yanks was a washout, neither game will be made up and only 6 exhibition games remain till opening day. The Birds will try again today in Lakeland, Florida at 1:05. Scheduled starter is Chris Bassett as the Birds take on the Detroit Tigers. Meanwhile, the WBC final is now set after a rally last night for Venezuela.
Octuo, Michael Garcia.
Joe Davis had the call on Fox. Malkiel Garcia plated the lead run in the seventh, and the Venezuelans would tack on another for a 4-2 semifinal win over Italy, setting up the championship game tonight. Venezuela and the USA at 8 p.m. Nate McLean will be on the hill for the Americans. Coming up in 30 minutes, UMBC's trip to Dayton gets off to a rocky start from BWI. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. And a happy St. Patrick's Day today. Coming up in this hour, Maryland's unsure how much the Child Victims Act will actually cost. These are victims of child abuse at the hands of state workers. They have no idea how much money that is going to, they're going to have to pay out. President vows to secure the Strait of Hormuz, asking for some help. And when the United States needs help,
Very few people seem to be willing to respond. Maryland Democrats getting pushback on our Youth Charging Reform Act in our Maryland General Insane Asylum. That's our top story here today from the pro-criminal, pro-illegal alien, progressive Marxist Democrats that run this state and are running it into the ground. Baltimore City is pretty much gone already based on a number of factors. Now they want to do the same thing to the state, and they can't hold these juvenile thugs accountable, or they won't. They can't keep track of them. They slap ankle monitors on them, and they still get out and commit horrific crimes while they're wearing the ankle monitors. And now they want to overwhelm the system with even more by this this bill called the Youth Charging Reform Act, which has now garnered support in the State House as momentum continues to build. The plan prevents 16 and 17-year-olds from being automatically charged as adults for certain drug, assault, and gun-related charges. The police commissioner, in a rare moment of independence from Mayor Brandon Scott, seems to have a problem with it.
These are not minor offenses. When young people become involved in this type of criminal activity, it cannot be ignored or excused.
Well, but that's exactly what they're trying to do here in the Maryland General Insane Asylum with the Youth Charging Reform Act. They're excusing it. They're ignoring it. They're basically hopefully it goes away. And the fact is that both the commissioner and prosecutors do not want to see this bill pass.
It's not about money and time.
It's going to be a dangerous situation for everybody who lives in your community.
We've got to make sure that the system is equipped to handle the kids that are in it now. We can't put more kids into this system if it's already broken. We've got to fix it. And starting some cases in the adult system is going to hold these individuals accountable.
So the argument for is Senator Will Smith, who has been leading at the forefront along with the former Senator Jill Carter, Luke Clippinger over in the House, and some of these other Marxist progressive Democrats. Their argument is that most of the juvenile thugs end up in the juvenile system. Anyway, here's Senator Will Smith.
They're already doing this workload. We're just wasting a bunch of time and money by sending them to the adult system first.
But the city state's attorney, Ivan Bates, says, no, that's not true. We're seeing a different dynamic go to work here when you repeatedly slap them on the wrist and then put them into the DJS.
That's not true. We found that our office sent 55% of those cases that were charged as an adult back to the juvenile system. But what we also found out, in the year 2024, our office sent back 118 cases. Of those 118 cases, within a 18-month period, at least 30-some percent had already violated. A number of these cases were guns.
Yeah, and when you look at it, some of these, what's the solution here? Because let's face it, we have a dynamic, there's a mindset, an ideology in the state of Maryland, whether we see it from Brandon Scott or from Governor Tax and Spend More, that they don't want these juvenile minorities of color, people of color, these minorities, brown, black, whatever, they don't want them going to jail at all. Let alone adult jail. They don't want him going even to the juvenile detention center. They just want to slap them with an ankle monitor and right back into the custody of their parents, who don't give a damn to begin with. The parents just don't care. So maybe we start them in adult court, and then based on the charge, it's up to the prosecutor and the judge. But maybe you make the parents show up as well. And again, you then tell the parents that, oh, we're going to release them into your custody. But if they're caught out on the street after curfew, if they as much as breathe in the wrong direction, not only are they going to jail, you're going to jail with them.
Amen.
How about that, folks? Let's what do you think of that idea? 410-922-668.
Amen.
1-800-WCBM-680. Let's hear it. We need some solutions here this morning. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Here's a man that's always full of solutions, among other things. Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I just wish I had a solution for the cameras.
Oh, no solutions for the cameras again this morning.
Yeah. Wow. A lot down again last time I looked. Anyway, I found one that is working westbound on the Bay Bridge from Route 8 at Stevensville, and I can see the eastbound side. Everything's okay. Gusty winds on the main span, but they have no restrictions right now unless you're an empty box trailer or motorhome, something like that. You might have a restriction there, but otherwise it looks like we're pretty smooth right now on the main span. The other camera that we had a look at was at both the Harbor Tunnels, and the lanes are still moving okay there. We pretty much dried out. There may be still some debris on some of the roadways and different things from all the winds yesterday and all the rain overnight, but the roadway conditions right now are fine. One wreck in Anne Arundel County. That was about 25 minutes ago, westbound Route 100 in the area at Oakwood Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Yeah, there was a funnel cloud that was spotted yesterday, but, you know, as far as we're, I'm in northern Baltimore County, it was heavy, heavy rain.
Right.
The winds were all not that bad, and it wasn't anything like, but of course, this is the second week in a row. I guess they're erring on the side of caution. I don't know. A mixture of sun and clouds today will feel much colder. Winds gusting up to 20 to 25 miles per hour. Overnight temperatures frigid in the mid-20s, and then we start warming up by Thursday again. We'll be back up into the 60s by the weekend. We'll see. 28 right now in Reisterstown, and it is a 37 in Ocean City. Time for some one-liner news for you here today. The phone number made popular by that 80s one-hit wonder by Tommy Two-Tone. Remember?
867-5309.
Yes, and remember it was Jenny. Jenny. We now find out that number connects to a apparently a cancer support line.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who knew Jenny was a nurse, a social worker? But apparently she was. I wonder if
interesting.
Yeah, maybe there
was. Wilson
just
Pickett had one out, too. It was 634-5789.
Yeah. So, again, and you called all of them, haven't you?
Everybody called
I thought
his
most
number.
Of them started with 800 or 866.
Right. Yes, exactly. Yes. 877-888. There's all sorts of stuff now.
And they picked up, hi, Chuck.
Are you alone?
I made love.
Please deposit a dollar.
30 additional cents.
Nearly 4,000 union members at one of America's largest meat packing plants in Colorado have gone on strike.
Meat packers.
Yeah, the Green Bay Packers.
There goes the price of steak.
Well, the cows are hoping the work stoppage drags on forever, I'm sure.
Eat more chicken.
Right. Team USA's Aaron Judge says the World Baseball Classic is better than the World Series.
Oh.
Yeah, that's because in the Yankees World Series in 2024, Aaron literally dropped the ball on that one. So yeah, we'd like to forget that. U.S. intelligence claims that the now-deceased Ayatollah did not want his son to take over for him.
Mm. How rude.
Yeah, the CIA now has codenamed him Ayatollah Fredo. Vatican is reporting Pope Leo XIV officially has moved into the papal apartments, where he's meeting a different kind of trinity. First month, last month, and security deposit. This is his first dealing with that. How about this? Alan McCloskey's 92 years old. He lives in Indiana. He's broken the Guinness World Record for longest career as a gravedigger.
Wow.
Has been on the job for 73 years, 75 days. He even dug the grave of his wife, and he's outlived her as well.
Wow.
So he's got a very big job because he has thousands of people under him.
Oh.
Yeah, that was bad.
Oh.
That was a dad joke, folks.
What did she die of? A terrible coffin.
Oh, jeez. Unbelievable. All right. Elsewhere in our update, we've got Venezuela beat Italy last night. We'll now play the United States in tonight's World Baseball Classic. So that begs the question. Since the World Baseball Classic actually includes teams from all over the world, is the World Series now misnamed?
Right.
Should we call it something else besides the World Series? Because it's only teams from the United States. Well, we have Canada, the possibility of Toronto, you know, obviously getting in there. But outside of that, it's this is the World Baseball Classic is now truly all the teams of the world. Right. So should we rename it? And what should that name be?
I think you should have the American champion and then the world champion.
Yeah.
Right.
USA Series? Doesn't like Super Bowl just kind of sticks out right
away. Yeah, that's always been a classic.
And then Stanley Cup.
Who was Stanley?
Lord Stanley. So I just think that we come up with a different name for the World Series. Who knows what would happen. Maryland's three favorite payday dinner spots have been revealed in a brand new poll. One of these I've actually eaten at. The other two I've never heard of. So this is basically, this is where you go after payday to let off some steam. You know, these are bars, taverns, restaurants, etc., dining traditions, whatever. Zinnia in Silver Spring. was number three in Maryland. Number two is the one I've been to, the Turn House in Columbia. It's right there on a golf course.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, it is nice. They have good food, very pretty. Right there on the golf course, they have the patio that looks, you know, the greens there. And Hooch and Banter in Frederick is another place. It's like a tavern. So those are the top three payday places. You know. And, of course, there's a different definition of payday. Most of us get paid in cash. Chuck gets paid in barter on payday. So he's able to... Any number of restaurants. The Buffet City.
Buffet City.
Ruth Chris.
I need to get there.
Burns.
I have my own company now called Bartles and James.
Right. Wow. Are they still around, Bartles and James?
I don't know. Remember, they had pretty
used
good
to
commercials
drink that
back
in high school.
They did have good commercials.
Yeah, the two old guys. What was it? Now it's
thank you for your support.
Yeah, thank you for your support.
Right.
They needed support
was,
at that age.
You're not talking about Thor and what's his name? Heine Wines.
Yeah. Big Red and Thor.
Big Red and Thor.
Right.
They were my favorite alcohol spokespersons.
Yeah, the Heine brothers.
The Heine brothers.
I like Spuds McKenzie.
Yeah.
That was...
Yeah, Spuds was great. That was another great mascot.
And then the frogs.
Yeah. The good. Frogs and, of course, the Clydesdales. Everybody loved the Clydesdales.
Oh, that's... You can't get wrong there.
Hi, Chuck Rolfe and running here on this Tuesday morning. We're seeing a couple. It is 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour, 410-922-6680. How about what are the solutions? How do we hold juveniles accountable? How do we hold the parents accountable? The Democrats are going in a completely opposite direction in the state where there is no accountability. Things are about to get a lot worse because the system is broken. You know, when I went to Town Appliance and Owings Mills looking to upgrade the kitchen and get a single refrigerator, Meyer helped me found the perfect new appliance. And they made the process actually fun for both my wife and I. And the end result, happy wife, and that guy's is a happy life for you as well. So they have so many different appliances there. Bosch is one of them, 70 different brands to choose from. Meyer and Meyer are great and knowledge helping us in making sure we pick the right appliance that best fit our needs. So no pressure. There's no hard sell. And FYI, Town Appliance is having their 47th anniversary shopping event going on right now, along with flexible financing options as well. So check out their website, townappliance.com. Look for the banner for the anniversary. Giveaway coffee machine. No purchase necessary. And good luck.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Yeah, coming up a little later on, we're going to remember St. Patrick, and unfortunately, the Irish president doesn't. So we'll call her out on that. Marty says that Chuck's top three payday places are the Westview Lounge, the 2 o'clock Club, and Duff's Buffet. You've been a visitor to all of those, haven't you, Chuck?
Yes. Not going to deny it. That just shuts that right down, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. He left out Neptune's, though.
Neptune's, Kibbe's.
Right.
Sorrento's.
All good stuff.
All good stuff. Then Shannon's. Today is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, we had it for 20 years. We had the live broadcast. Yeah, I do too. Maybe we'll bring it back one of these
we should.
Years. And resurrect the shaking of the shillelagh.
That was a good time. I had the Irish coffees before we even got started.
Exactly.
And then I didn't know where we were after that. I didn't really care.
Hey, what's it looking like this morning?
BW Parkway, the camera is working here at Route 100, and the pace is good. coming south from Arundel Mills. And we've also had a look down through the camera at 197 and the northbound traffic there looks okay as well coming up from Powder Mill Road. There's a new minor wreck in the city, Hilton Street, right after the light at Baltimore Street. That's obviously on the west side. And it looks like they might still be working on that wreck in Anne Arundel County on Route 100 westbound near the interchange there at Oakwood Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, today a mixture of sun and clouds. It's going to feel much colder, wind gusting up to 20 to 25 miles per hour. Overnight, we're back down into the mid-20s, so winter hanging on with a vengeance here. But then we'll start warming up as we get closer and closer to the first official day of spring, which is going to be this Friday. So just hang in there today, tomorrow. Things start warming up again Thursday. And by Friday, we should be Friday and Saturday looking pretty good. Right now, 31 in the city, 30 in Parkville. And we are talking about the Youth Charging Reform Act. The system is broken, all right? The Department of Juvenile Services, we always saw Vinnie Schiraldi get either fired, replaced, resigned, quit, whoever you believe. And then you got Betsy Fox Tolentino, who came in to replace him, who was just confirmed. Doesn't seem like she's got her any big difference there, you know, as far as... We have too many juvenile thugs that are on ankle monitors and not being detained and kept off the streets. So we have, it's almost the thing I look at first now. Whenever we get the report of 3-14-year-olds carjacking or, you know, 14 and 15-year-old shooting each other, is do they have ankle monitors? Because 9 times out of 10, it seems like they do. So they can't keep track of them. They can't hold them accountable. The parents don't seem to care if they have parents. That leads to this ongoing problem. Now, the mayor and the governor can crow all they want about homicides being down, about overall violent crime being down. But we do have an explosion of youth crime that continues to plague. And then we're seeing it again with some of these wildings, as we used to call them, these link-ups now is the word. Whether it's White Marsh is another one scheduled, I believe, for this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's the Saturday, yeah, at White Marsh Mall. There was one at Sky Zone in the parking lot at Owings Mills Friday night. Prior to that, there was one at White Marsh. And so, again, and then there were arrests made, but we never know who they are or how many arrests because they're all juveniles. So we don't, I think that's number one thing we should change. But that's not going to happen with Democrats in charge. I think name and shame. I think many of these 15, 16, 17-year-olds are committing adult crimes, should be charged as adults. If they are charged as adults, they are named. But I do think that there's no... Why protect the so-called innocence of youth when they're not acting as youth? They're not acting innocent. Yeah, I understand that the age of reason is about 7. Of course, for Vinnie Schiraldi, was 25 here in the state of Maryland. But I do think that we've got to start holding... just not the juveniles now, because they don't care. They know they can get away with it. There's got to be another way. And we've heard Ivan Bates say that he's going to hold parents accountable, and that right now seems to be when they are helping, aiding, and abetting them to commit crimes, okay? So that is in the case of the one mother that tried to conceal the daughter's bloody jacket or whatever in case of running over the police officer in a car that they stole, ran over his foot, broke his ankle. That mother has been charged. Others have been charged with concealing evidence or aiding and abetting the actual crime. But what about the neglect of the child, the abuse of this child? If you're letting people run, 13, 14-year-olds are out at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, that, I believe, is a parental neglect. It could be abuse. And I think we need to start vigorously prosecuting that, and maybe if this Youth Charging Reform Act does indeed pass, which looks like it's going to, then maybe we're going to see the prosecutors now start to up the ante. And hopefully that's the case, because these parents have to be put on notice. You are responsible for your children. You are responsible for these juveniles. And if you're not going to be responsible for them, then you're going to be held responsible for them by the city or by the state. I'd like to know what your thoughts are on that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up next, right after the 6:30 news, the president vowing to secure the Strait of Hormuz if he has to go it alone, but he's asking for some help for countries that are receiving oil out of that part of the world, and yet very few takers right now. Some have outright rejected the president's call. We'll tell you what the president had to say about that coming up next at 6:29. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling do amazing work as far as electrical work goes, inside, outside, landscaping as well. They've helped me with some of my electrical work, whether you're in need some ceiling fan or whether inside wiring or whatever your needs are for electrical. They do great work, and now they've expanded into HVAC as well. So I'm recommending that you get that air conditioning unit checked out before you need it, and now would be a great time to do that before they get really, really busy. Call and schedule your maintenance check for your air conditioning system, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404. Tim Kyle will come out, and they'll make sure your filters are changed, all the parts are working as they should, and you might need a little bit of refrigerant as well. So call today, or you can check them out online, timkylecompany.com. That's timkylecompany.com. It's 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
There goes my microphone. Thanks. Good morning. It's brought to you by Audiology Associates. Fox 45 reports that a Baltimore County Council bill that would have barred law enforcement officers from wearing masks while on duty and required them to visibly display identification failed Monday night after not garnering support from anyone but the bill's sponsor. Introduced by Councilman Izzy Patoka, a Pikesville Democrat who's running for county executive, the measure came on the heels of concerns about the conduct of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers across the country after two American citizens, Renee Good and Alex Pretty, were fatally shot by immigration agents. Maryland and 12 other states are suing One Main Financial over an alleged bait and switch lending scheme. There are 26 One Main branches in Maryland, including one in Hagerstown. Attorney General Anthony Brown says One Main advertises high-cost installment loans with clear and upfront terms, but unlawfully packs the loans with insurance policies and other add-ons without the knowledge or consent of consumers. The coalition is seeking restitution for consumers and a court order preventing One Main's practices. The coalition also wants One Main to stop collection actions and remove negative information reported to credit agencies. And Fox 45 reports that a large crowd of young people gathered in the parking lot outside Sky Zone in Owings Mills on Friday night, which was posted to social media. Baltimore County Police told Fox 45 News they responded to an assault at the location the following night and that three juveniles were charged and released. Police did not say what the juveniles were charged with. One person described the situation as unsettling, saying, "It's scary. You feel like you can't go anywhere and do anything fun anymore." The incident came a week after a large-scale juvenile disturbance at White Marsh Mall, where several juveniles were arrested. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Baltimore County with a new wreck on the east side, Pulaski Highway at the light and the ramp at White Marsh Boulevard. So again, local traffic, keep an eye out for that. We do have one of the cameras working on the JFX right here at Ruxton Road, and the lanes are open southbound. They're moving in fine towards the city-county line. No reports so far of anything on the Beltway. All the cameras pretty much are out along 695. We do see the one camera that is working, and we're still running traffic into both the Harvard tunnels, and not a major problem right now. The lanes open on 95 and 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mix of clouds and sun today. Windy and much colder. We've got winds gusting up to 20, 25 miles an hour with highs in the low to mid 40s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight as those fall back into the mid 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, Birds and Red Sox, a washout last night in Sarasota. Game will not be rescheduled as back-to-back spring training sellout crowds go home wet and disappointed from Sarasota. It was the Yankees the other night and the Red Sox last night. Birds and Tigers today, hopefully 1:05 p.m. in Lakeland, Florida. It'll be Chris Bassett on the hill for Baltimore this afternoon. Meanwhile, with six games left to play in the Grapefruit League, Birds roster starting to take shape. The team optioning left-hander Kate Povich to the minors. Povich had started 36 games for the Orioles the last 2 years and made the opening day roster in 2025. All the while, Team USA gearing up for the championship game of the WBC. It'll be tonight at Lone Depot Park in Miami. Venezuela will be there courtesy of a seventh-inning rally last night against Italy.
There goes Garcia from first. It's hit to left center field. Jacob Mercer will get there. The hit parade continues, and so does the fiesta for Venezuela.
Joe Davis had the call on Fox. Luis Arraez with the RBI single to plating the insurance run for Venezuela. The three-run rally producing a 4-2 win. Nate McLean will take the hill tonight at 8, looking to bring the title home for the USA. Closer to home in Owings Mills, the Trey Hendrickson love fest continued yesterday. The Ravens' new edge rusher saying all the right things as he gets himself acclimated to Baltimore.
There's nothing but class here. State-of-the-art facilities, great talented players, and an awesome coaching staff that's like-minded in winning and being a brand of football that we all, as a nucleus, will build, and this being day one.
Elsewhere in the NFL, the Jets make a move, dealing quarterback Justin Fields to the Chiefs for a 2027 sixth-rounder. This could be a good fit for Fields, a former first-round pick of the Bears, now under head coach Andy Reid and behind Patrick Mahomes. NCAA men's basketball tournament gets underway tonight with UMBC taking on Howard University in a first four game at 6:40, but not before weather wreaked havoc on the Retrievers' travel plans yesterday. The team's flight delayed by 4 hours from BWI, and worse, the team was sitting on the plane on the tarmac. Scheduled to leave at noon, they finally left at 4. They missed their afternoon media session, which was rescheduled for 7:20 last night. Other NCAA news, just 4 days before Alabama begins play in the tournament, their second leading scorer has been arrested. Aiden Holiday will face 2 felony drug charges, Tuscaloosa County Police said, after agents with the West Alabama Narcotics Task Force searched a residence near Alabama's campus and recovered more than a pound of marijuana, paraphernalia, and cash. The time now is 6:37. When we return, will Gunner be in the lineup?
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
This is the problem when you have two great shortstops on the WBC roster. You know, nobody's going to complain that Bobby Witt, who was a tremendous shortstop, obviously, for the Royals, is in there. But that means Gunner isn't.
Right.
And Gunner's only played 3 of the 6 games so far.
Right.
A lot of complaints in Baltimore because he's hit 2 homers,
yep,
knocked in 4 runs, 6 hits, etc. He's excelled.
What
he's not
Witt
in
done?
There.
What has Witt done?
Witt hasn't really done that well,
right,
to be
so
honest.
At this point,
you got to put Gunner in
this
there.
This is game 7. You go with a hot hand.
Yeah. You got to put Gunner in there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And maybe put Witt in as a defensive specialist to late innings or something.
Something. Or they could put Gunner in at third.
Right.
The problem is Bregman's at third.
Right.
You can't take him out of the lineup.
Right.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So,
well, if I'm the manager, I'm going with a hot hand right now.
Yeah. Well, Mark DeRosa didn't address that. He wasn't asked that yesterday and didn't address it.
He should have.
So yeah. Gunner in the lineup tonight. Let's go.
And what about this whole thing now? But the World Series is sort of like old hat now. It's a World Baseball Classic. You know,
winning the World Series is old hat.
Well, because it's again, it's just what.
Yeah, but the WBC is only what, every 3 years, four years.
But still,
can't replace the World Series.
Has it always been called the World Series since day one?
The World Series of baseball.
Yeah. Has it always been called the World Series?
Did it start off
as the World Series?
What, you mean back in like 1905?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Was it?
Well, you got some homework to do.
Oh, jeez. It's only 6:30.
North American Series doesn't really make it. It doesn't do anything for me.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't do anything for you.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You know why the Super Bowl was called the Super Bowl? Because it wasn't originally called the Super Bowl.
Right.
It was called the AFL-NFL Championship.
Right.
Named it the Super Bowl because Hunt's, the guy from Kansas City.
Lamar Hunt?
Lamar Hunt. His daughter or son or somebody had a Super Ball.
Right.
Like one of those pink Spalding Super Balls and was playing with it. And Hunt got the idea, well, that's a great name.
Yeah.
We're going to call it the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that's what he did.
The rest is history, as they say. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. President Trump wants to go full speed ahead on reopening the Strait of Hormuz, and the United States allies, whoever prefer to drift with the tide of war with Iran, which has blocked the strait through which passes a major amount of the world's oil, about 20-25% of the world's oil. In a Truth Social post on Saturday, Trump wrote, "The countries of the world that receive oil through the Hormuz Strait must take care of that passage, and we will help a lot. The U.S. will also coordinate with those countries so that everything goes quickly, smoothly, and well. This should always have been a team effort. Now it will be. It'll bring the world together towards harmony, security, and everlasting peace." In another post, he specifically cited China, France, Japan, South Korea, and the United Kingdom as having vested interest in keeping the oil flowing. However, the rifts with Europe surfaced on Sunday when Trump said NATO faced a very bad future if allies shied away from helping the United States, noting that Europe needs Middle East oil more than the United States does. We don't need it. Europe needs it. China needs it. India. Now, they're letting oil pass to go to China and India. Why? Why are they allowing the oil to go there? There's a history lesson that there was an oil embargo with Japan prior to World War II, prior to them attacking us. One of the reasons why they hit us at Pearl Harbor had to do with that oil embargo. So there's a past is prologue, as they say. But the president, he talked about hitting Karg Island and leaving the infrastructure intact so that the oil could continue flowing.
And as you know, we attacked Karg Island and knocked it literally, destroyed everything on the island except for the area where the oil is. I call it the pipes. We left the pipes. We didn't want to do that, but that we will do that. We can do that on 5 minutes' notice. It'll be over. But for purposes of someday rebuilding that country, I guess we did the right thing. But it may not stay that way. Just one simple word, and the pipes will be gone too. But it'll take a long time to rebuild that. We are aggressively dismantling Iran's defense industrial base and ability to rebuild its missiles and drone capability is getting down to close to zero.
Yeah, and you look at it, he also said yesterday at the Fraud Squad press conference that a former president expressed regrets that he didn't hit Iran before Trump.
And yet every president knew. I've spoken to a certain president who I like, actually, a past president, former president. He said, "I wish I did it. I wish I did." But they didn't do it. I'm doing it. Yeah.
Which president?
I can't tell you that. I don't want to embarrass him. It would be very bad for his career, even though he's got no career left.
Go ahead. Please. You mentioned.
How about the name?
Yeah, it's got to be Bill Clinton, right? There's got to be Bill. Well, it's not George W. Bush because he doesn't like George W. Bush. It can't be Biden and it can't be Obama. It's got to be Bill Clinton that told him that. And as to our NATO allies unwilling to help us in keeping the Strait of Hormuz secure,
whether we get support or not, but I can say this when I said it to them, we will remember.
We will remember whether you came to our aid or not. You know, it's funny. They were all willing to go to in Afghanistan and Iraq. Of course, that was 9/11. But you can make an argument that Iran is much more dangerous than Iraq's WMDs. Iran trying to get a nuclear weapon. Iran would have struck the world, would have blown up the Middle East and any other country along with it. And yet now Starmer, Germany has said no. Spain has said no. France, they're the French. You know, it's hard to get them ever since the Revolutionary War to commit to anything. They couldn't even defend themselves during World War II. Unreal. We will remember. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
You know what they always said? Paybacks are hell.
Yep.
And he's not the kind that forgets.
No, that's what I said. When he says we will remember, you better be damn tootin' he will.
Somebody's going to get an ass whipping before it's over. One of the other cameras that we found that is working, State Highway, has an issue again today. This camera right here, 140 Reisterstown Road and the Beltway. And if you go outside, Sean, you can wave and let me see you right there. That would be nice.
All right.
They're right there at the ramp.
Thank you. We'll
work.
I'll join the one of four homeless people that are out there on a regular basis.
We'll work for WCBM merchandise. Right. otherwise, the Beltway looks good. JFX, both the cameras there, at least the cameras that we can see, are working at Ruxton Road and down at the city-county line. So far, no issues, a little heavier traffic, but everybody's working so far. They're all moving into both the harbor tunnels. Couple of accidents. Baltimore County was still out. Pulaski Highway at White Marsh Boulevard in the city on the west side. The wreck on Hilton Street just after the light at Baltimore Street, and again on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. After another wild, rainy, windy day, a mixture of sun and clouds, cold front has gone through, and it's cold. Wind gusts up to 20 to 25 miles per hour. Today back, into the upper 30s or so, low 40s. And then tonight, frigid in the mid-20s before things start to warm up Thursday through Friday. So a couple more days of winter hanging in there. Mm-hmm. Right now, 33 in Stevensville, 31 in Glen Burnie. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Frosted Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Magically delicious.
Speaking of which, you're going to have a little corned beef today, cabbage. A little soda bread.
Not until we all leave.
Get a little glass of whiskey with the shamrock in it.
Bailey's.
Get that. You drink the whiskey and take the shamrock and you throw it over your shoulder for good luck.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, never.
And I'm Irish.
Yeah,
and I forgot the word green today.
Yeah. Uh-oh. All right, now we got a pincher. All right, there you have it.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
That Chris is trying to throw me under the bus.
I thought like you liked it.
This
myself.
Is like a shade of green. You know, I think. Anyway, specials today, St. Patrick's Day, 7-Eleven. You can get $17 off orders of $30 or more through the 7Now delivery app. Burger King, you can get members can get a large order of onion rings for just $2 through the BK app or website. It should be free. Checkers and Rallies, offering a St. Patty's Day special. You can get a $4 Baconzilla, Chuck.
Mm.
Yeah, Baconzilla.
Baconzilla.
Yeah, good stuff. There. Krispy Kreme got a free green original glazed donut today. The original glazed donut. McDonald's, the Shamrock Shake, and the Oreo Shamrock McFlurry are back for a limited time. Panera, you get offering 20% off gift cards if you purchase them online. You can get that pretty much any day. What kind of deal is that?
Hi.
Raising Cane's, you get a leprechaun lemonade. And now all day today. Sonic fast food chain is offering this sour shamrock slush. Try that three times fast. Price is just $3.99. And Wendy's gives you the Thin Mints Frosty, and the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion are available for a limited time during St. Patrick's Day.
Just when they dye stuff green, I don't know what it is.
I don't like green beer. I don't like drinking green beer.
No. You don't, and if you yak, it's green.
Yeah. To me, I like the red beer. I'm like, Smittix is my beer of choice. Or Guinness.
Killian's was red.
Killian's is red. Smittix, I think, is a little better than Killian's. Killian's is good, though.
Smittix is definitely.
But Guinness.
Back
Guinness
to the
is
old
the day.
Country.
More pints of Guinness will be consumed today more than any other day out there.
I have these cameras on EarthCam. And right now in Dublin, they have a live shot of the pub in Dublin. And boy, they're going strong.
Yeah, they are. I'm sure it starts very...
Don't you love it?
Yeah. Well, it kind of starts in, you go to Mass, and then you go for lunch, and then the drinking begins. Yeah.
Well, they're like 6 hours
like
ahead of us.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we get hammered on the air?
You can, but
Is that frowned upon?
I did that years ago. It was one of those, you know, the state police came in and they were doing awareness for drunk driving, and you take a drink every hour and you see how it affects you on the air. And
they did that on the classic TV show. That was one of the episodes.
Yeah, so everybody does
Johnny
that at
Fever
one point
got better
in time.
And better with
but then
drink.
You got to stick around and stay at work for the next 6-7 hours to make sure you can drive home. McDonald's McValue Meal could bring $3 menu items and $4 breakfast combos. Hey, that's a great price. Breakfast combo, McMuffin, hash brown, and coffee together for just $4. And you know Michael B. Jordan, the Oscar winner the other day, won for the Oscar for Sinners, the movie right. Sinners. How do you think he went and celebrated after
went
the
to McDonald's?
Yeah, no, he went to In-N-Out.
Oh, In-N-Out was I thought it was.
Oh,
McDonald's.
In-N-Out
yeah,
Burger.
Yeah, went to In-N-Out Burger in L.A., which is incredible burgers. Have you ever been out?
Do they have any here?
No, nothing on the East Coast. Five Guys is the closest I think it comes to. In-N-Out, in my opinion. Others may not
You're
think
right.
so.
Shake Shack is pretty good, though.
Yeah, Shake Shack is very good. Yeah, they have very good burgers. I like the Smash Burgers and stuff as well. Goldfish are bringing back Harry Potter Butterbeer Grahams for the Butterbeer season. And finally, get this, a flaming hot Cheeto shaped like a Pokemon card is now in the book of Guinness World Records. It went for $87,000, the highest price paid for a video game likeness corn snack. It's called the Cheetozard, named after the Pokemon Charizard. $87,000 for a piece of Cheeto.
No.
Yeah. All right.
They're going to make one in the shape of Chuck.
That would be a cheapo.
Cheapozard.
A Cheeto Chuck.
I like that. Of course, that would go for 87 cents, not $87,000.
You think your fingers are orange? Where do you see the rest of
them? All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. And don't forget the best of Casey & Company each and every day. And that's at WCBM.com and our Rumble Facebook pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Coming up next, Maryland is unsure just how much this Child Victims Act is going to cost us in the long run.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
Now, people don't realize that this was the day that St. Patrick died. And we celebrate the anniversary of his death with St. Patrick's Day. And I know there's a lot of, drinking and, wearing of the green and so on and so forth. But St. Patrick really is one of the most revered and honored saints in Catholic liturgy and lore. So we'll get to him a little bit later on in the program. A lot of myths about him driving the snakes out of Ireland. There were no snakes in Ireland. They just did not exist on the in Ireland at all. But I think that's always been driving paganism or the snakes representing the devil out of Ireland, because it was based on St. Patrick, who became a Catholic priest, who then went back into Ireland and began to preach the gospel and the Trinity, using the shamrock as a as an example that converted a lot of people. It became one of the most largest Irish Catholic, besides Poland, being one of the largest Irish Catholic countries in the world. So a lot to thank St. Patrick for today. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. And once again, with the update now, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
895 filled in just a bit now between O'Donnell Street and the entrance to the southbound tunnel. 95 coming down the hill from the Keith Avenue ramp and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Definitely busy. All four lanes are moving, but we're beginning to see a little bit more now of a backup southbound. Roadway conditions are fine. Completely dried out from all the rain yesterday, and right now we're good to go. Nobody's reporting any problems right now on the Beltway. Both sides of the VW Parkway, pretty active now southbound from Arundel Mills. A little more traffic coming up from Powder Mill Road and up through the ramps at 197 on the Parkway northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a partly sunny day today. It's going to feel much colder, winds gusting up to 20 to 25 miles per hour. And right now we're 30 in Clear in Parkville, 30 in Severn. Again, Spotlight on Maryland is a Fox 45 investigative unit that goes out and takes a look at a number of issues. Their latest report with Gary Collins involves the Child Victims Act, which was passed back in 2023. And what that did, it removed the statute of limitations for many child sexual abuse claims against religious institutions, private organizations, and government agencies. So the emphasis now on the latter, because this would allow thousands, and that's exactly what happened, thousands of legal claims from survivors of child sexual abuse inside Maryland's youth facilities and services. And state officials have acknowledged that the scope of the potential liability remains unclear. They have no idea how much this could cost Maryland, could cost us, the taxpayers. Initially, the law set $1.5 million claim per limit per incident on NGOs and an $890,000 cap per incident for lawsuits filed against the state or other government entities like the city. The measure allowed survivors, including some alleging that abuse occurred decades ago, to pursue civil lawsuits against their abusers and have their day in court. But that has now been changed. They amended the law in 2025. To drop that down to $400,000 per person, because they knew it was going to bankrupt the state. But thousands of claims were filed before that deadline when claimants could potentially receive the $890,000 in damages before the cap was permanently reduced. Now the question is, how much is this going to cost the taxpayers in the state of Maryland? Thousands of these claims exist as we and imagine if it's $890,000 per claim. Do the math on that. It's going to put a major hole in the governor's budget and in the state legislature budget. Delegate C.T. Wilson, Democrat of Charles County, was asked by Gary Collins, just how much is it going to cost us?
Does it concern you that it seems that this is something that's being kicked down the pike as the state faces historic deficits?
Very much so, and I do understand that some people would argue a bigger fish to fry because we have to deal with the now and the shortcomings we have now versus the potential shortcomings in the future. But I think this is something that is, the Band-Aid is going to have to get ripped off at some point, which is, again, why we're hoping the AG can get the settlements done instead of kind of just waiting in limbo like we are now.
And what's happening is that the lawyers who represent abuse survivors had to rush to protect their clients' rights. So they filed all these claims almost, way before the deadline. Dollar Bill Ferguson was asked also, where's the money going to come from to pay these claims?
We're still trying to understand where that money's coming from. Do you know?
Look, I this was an important public policy that we moved forward last year that has been a product of many years of debate. We have, unfortunately, some horrific stories over time of children who were abused while in state custody and state care. It's unacceptable, and they deserve compensation. We also need a process to make sure that that compensation is equitable and appropriate and achievable.
Yeah, well, that's the last one. Achievable is the big question here. I've heard rumors of floating bonds, having to issue bonds in order to pay for these claims. But the bonds would still, we would be responsible as Maryland taxpayers for the interest payments over time on these bonds. But Dollar Bill was asked, what about the victims? Is this fair to the victims to drag things out, to delay, to kick the can down the road?
Victims say that this is just intentionally being pushed down the line. What do you say to those people?
First and foremost to the victims, I would say it is horrific what they've had to experience. And so we passed this bill because we recognize the pain and suffering that many of them have had to live with for decades. I don't think anybody's slowing anything down. I think it's taking a thoughtful approach for a very complex and challenging issue.
Yeah, and in 2025, the Maryland Comptroller's Office concluded, quote, the state has not accrued a loss contingency related to the Child Victims Act, as it was determined the amount was not reasonably estimable at this time, end of quote. That should, red bells, whistles, flags should be going off on that. Child Victims Act attorney Nathaniel Foote saying that, eventually they're going to get their day in court.
The legal maneuvers that they've sort of deployed so far will not erase all of that liability, no matter what they do. You know, we're not going away. Most of our clients aren't going away.
No, they're not. And so they opened up Pandora's box here in the state of Maryland, and it is going to cost dearly. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't be paying this out. But again, this is where Democrats, they don't really think through their legislation. They're very quick to rush this stuff through and ask questions later. And that is, I think, legislative malpractice. It's 7 o'clock on Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump is expressing frustration with the response of other countries to his demand that they help police the Strait of Hormuz, which is critical to global oil shipping.
Some of the countries that we've helped for many, many years, we've protected them from horrible outside sources, and they weren't that enthusiastic. And the level of enthusiasm, it matters to me.
Bahrain reports it has been targeted by more drone attacks from Iran. And a separate strike in the United Arab Emirates sparked a fire at an oil tank farm. Israel says it has killed the head of a force within the Iranian Revolutionary Guard that suppresses demonstrations in the Islamic Republic. More than 2 weeks into the war against Iran, the Pentagon says 13 U.S. service members have been killed and about 200 wounded. Hundreds of flights are canceled or delayed today after strong storms dumped snow in the Midwest and brought high winds to the east.
And on top of that, a partial government shutdown affecting airport security screeners dragged into a second month. The disruptions come at an already challenging time for air travel, in part because the shutdown that began February 14th has strained staffing at some security checkpoints. At the same time, airports are crowded with spring break travelers and fans heading to March Madness games.
That's Bill Alexander reporting. Federal health officials say at least 7 people in 3 states have been sickened by E. coli food poisoning linked to cheddar cheese made from raw milk. More than half of the illnesses were in young children. Officials in Cuba report an island-wide blackout as its energy and economic crises deepen. The island has not received oil shipments in more than 3 months. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your investments are in a 401k or an IRA, then listen carefully. You spent 30, maybe 40 years building your retirement. The question is, are you about to watch it take a hit you can't recover from? Military escalation in Iran, tariffs in legal chaos, the U.S. dollar under pressure it hasn't seen in years. History is clear. When this much uncertainty hits at once, the investors who moved into gold and silver first came out ahead. Right now, Advantage Gold is offering a free gold investment kit and a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's powerful new book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Thousands of Americans have already rolled over a portion of their 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver, completely tax and penalty free through Advantage Gold. Don't wait for the next surge to wish you had moved sooner. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There is some slowing on 895. It's become now the usual backup. Not terrible, but slowing as you're coming around the Eastern Avenue area down through O'Donnell Street. All the lanes are moving. That's the two southbound lanes. And then in the camera shot, we can see 95 is beginning to slow, probably right around O'Donnell Street and then south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That's your only delay right now that's causing any problems. JFX is still clear from Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mix of clouds and sun today. Windy and much colder. We've got winds gusting up to 20, 25 miles an hour with highs in the low to mid-40s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight as those fall back into the mid-20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 31 degrees in Bel Air and 30 in Owings Mills. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a garage fire in Harford County on Monday morning left a family with a combined $500,000 in damages, according to the Office of the State Fire Marshal. On March 16th, around 1:45 a.m., the Darlington Volunteer Fire Company responded to 1725 Castleton Road for a three-bay garage fire. It took 40 firefighters around an hour to contain the one-arm blaze, officials said. One alarm blaze. Strong storms brought heavy rain and high winds to Maryland on Monday, along with thousands of power outages in Baltimore and the metro area. The storms led to a ground stop at BWI Marshall Airport from just before 3 p.m. until about 4:30 p.m., and there were tornado watches and warnings posted in parts of the state. In Carroll County, buildings on a farm in the Westminster area were damaged, and there are numerous reports of downed trees throughout the region. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 673. The Pick 4, 0791. 805 on Casey and 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowy and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer keeping your home warm all winter long. With the U.S. taking on Venezuela in the WBC championship game tonight, the question in these parts is, will Gunner be in the lineup? Well, he should be. The Orioles shortstop has been stellar at the plate, going 6-for-14 with two homers and four driven in the series. A four-hit monster performance in there as well. Meanwhile, Bobby Witt Jr. has been pedestrian at best, 6-for-21, two runs scored, none driven in, although he has been stellar in the field. Game time is 8:05 tonight at Lone Depot Park in Miami. Nolan McLean getting the start for the USA. We'll talk about that at 7:35. Meanwhile, before the rains came to Sarasota and washed out the last two games, it was Zach Eflin on the hill starting against the Yankees a couple nights ago. The 6'6 right-hander has looked good coming off back surgery. In fact, better than the manager expected.
I feel like he's kind of exceeded my expectations with just how he's moving. You know, I think when you have, you know,
a back issue, and you know, you've been dealing with it all year. Then you go into the off season, then you're coming into spring training, you just don't know how a player's going to respond. And
Eflin threw two plus innings, allowing one hit and striking out four against New York. Hasn't allowed a run in four total innings over two spring appearances. Questions Ravens fans are asking these days is, how's Trey Hendrickson doing health-wise? After all, the newest Raven free agent signee had his 2025 season cut short last year after only seven games.
A wealth of knowledge there, too. You know, was cleared in January, been fresh, been ready to go. I'm excited to have that humbling opportunity to rebuild my body and to mold it in the way I want it to play.
And Hendrickson had surgery last year for a core muscle issue. His only injury, knee injury of his career, has been a hyperextension in 2023. No surgery, no missed games. Coming up in 30 minutes, can UMBC do it again? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And a happy St. Patrick's Day here on Casey and Company. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And coming up in this hour, Baltimore County Council rejecting the mask ban for ICE. Maryland sheriffs continue to vow they'll cooperate with ICE, press conference held yesterday. But our big top story here this hour is the fraud squad, which was now going to be led by Vice President Vance. Yesterday, President Trump signed an executive order to establish an anti-fraud task force chaired by Vice President Vance to investigate and root out massive fraud in federally funded welfare programs across the country. He announced last month that Vance would lead the administration's war on fraud, and Federal Trade Commission Chairman Andrew Ferguson will serve as the task force's vice chairman. And here was that announcement yesterday.
And everyone knows they've been cheating for years. It's the first ever. And it's got to be stopped. I mean, it's got to be stopped. Think of it. Somalia is a third world, maybe a fourth world nation. One of the worst, one of the most dangerous. They don't have anything. They don't have councils. They don't have government. They don't have police. They shoot each other all over the place. They come here and they steal $19 billion. That's crazy. And Ilhan Omar, I hope this is part of it, but she married her brother, supposedly. I mean, if there's a lot of documentation, that means she's here illegally and she's a congresswoman. And I hope you're going to be looking at that, or somebody is, all right? Because she's one of the ringleaders here. She's bad news, really bad news. She's so bad for our country.
Yeah, destroying the Somali fraudsters and ringleader Ilhan Omar, urging the vice president to investigate her citizenship. She married her brother. That means she's here illegally. He does not care, folks. It's just amazing. But then he went on to take a shot, a jab at Kamala, saying this appointment is going to be like her border czar job.
So these two really smart guys are going to be, I think it's going to, hopefully it's going to be JD's. This will not be like a Kamala where she was put in charge of the border and she never went there, JD, right? You promise?
I promise, sir.
Remember, Kamala was put in charge. She was the border czar. She never went to the border. She never called any of the great border patrol. The border patrol testified. We never spoke to her in 4 years. And that was a disaster. But this is different. This is a different group of people.
Yeah, it is a different group of people. I think you're putting a retired U.S. Marine in charge of of finding this a fraud, along with the FTC chairman. So, again, this is now an extension of Doge, thanks to Elon Musk and the Doge folks. They found, not a $1 billion, or however much they originally promised, but they found a lot of money. I think, what was it, $1 trillion? I got to go back and look at it. But look, I do believe there's got to be at least $1 trillion in fraud in all of our government agencies, at least. Now, the question is rooting it out, finding it. One of those guys doing that is Nick Shirley. He's the one that found the $19 billion in Little Mogadishu. He is now in California. And California, to me, is ground zero for most of the fraud being committed against the federal government. We'll tell you why in just a moment. Here's a man that knows nothing about fraud. He's genuine. He's real. He's authentic. At least, when his wife is in the room. Ladies and gentlemen, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
That's why we stay in separate houses. I wave out the window at night. Good night. She's all, you little fraudster, you.
That's right. You got the man cave. It's out back.
Oh, I just wish we could find 10% of that money. We'd have a good old time.
Yes, we would.
Oh, my. Southbound 95 now. Some of the cameras are beginning to come back right here at Route 100. We're starting to slow. The wreck is reported at 100, but now it looks like it's south of the interchange, and it is starting to impact the traffic now on 95 south. So if you're coming down from the bridge at Montgomery Road, you're working your way south from the Howard County, Baltimore County line. Much more of an impact here on 95 south. We may have to start thinking about the Parkway or Route 1 to get around that as a detour route. Not yet, but we'll keep an eye on it, but it's going to back up very quickly back towards the bridge at Montgomery Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVF.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Partly sunny today, cold, windy, gusting up to 20, 25 miles per hour. Got winter at least next couple of days. Tonight, mid-20s to the low. Again, we'll be in the upper 30s to near 40 today, tomorrow. Right now, we're hovering right around 30 in Parkville, 31 downtown. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
My president gave an update yesterday on just how the major combat operations are going in Operation Epic Fury, talking about how many targets that have been hit already.
Since the beginning of the conflict, we've struck more than 7,000 targets across Iran, and these have been mostly commercial and military targets.
And, of course, part of the mission is to take out and decimate the military and also dismantle the ballistic missile program of Iran.
We've achieved a 90% reduction in their ballistic missile launches and a 95% reduction in drone attacks. The missiles are trickling in now at very low levels because they don't have too many missiles left.
And there's no more Air Force or Navy that Iran can count on.
The Air Force is gone. The Navy is gone. Many, many ships have been sunk. They're war-fighting ships, but I guess they didn't know how to use them. And anti-aircraft is decimated. Their radar is gone, and their leaders are gone.
Yeah, most of the leaders are gone. What about the son of the Ayatollah that was already taken out by Israel? This would be Mujtaba Khamenei, who is rumored to be severely wounded.
A lot of people are saying that he's badly disfigured. They're saying that he lost his leg, the one leg, and he's been hurt very badly. Other people are saying he's dead. Nobody's saying he's 100% healthy.
Apparently he's hopping mad. At this point, there's also rumors that he's gay. That was brought up yesterday or the day before, and President Trump chuckled at that. Now it's being, he's homophobic because he thought it was funny having a gay Ayatollah. You know, the memes have been incredibly funny if you've seen any of them on X and on social media as well. Remember, we told you guys last month that he was being treated for impotence in the UK, and apparently he was having trouble getting his arranged wife with child. So that's all about. But apparently he was, as the story goes, fell in love with his childhood mentor in Iran. So it's the death penalty And if you don't, the only way you escape the death penalty in Iran, if you're a gay or lesbian, is if you then have a sex change, which they're okay with. Here in the United States, we're trying to ban that for minors. And in Iran, it's like that's the only way you escape the death penalty is if you have a sex change, a gender-affirming treatment. Anyway, that's just crazy. He also had some harsh words for the governor of California.
That's how crazy it's gotten with a low IQ person, you know, because Gavin Newsom has admitted that he has learning disabilities. Honestly, I'm all for people with learning disabilities, but not for my president. I think a president should not have learning disabilities, okay? And I know it's highly controversial to say such a horrible thing. The president of the United States, Gavin Newsom, admitted that he has learning disabilities, dyslexia, everything about him is dumb. But then he looked at the audience and said, "But I'm smarter than you," or something like that. That was pretty stupid. So now, on top of everything else, I call him a racist because it happened to be a black audience. I will tell you this. I think it was the worst interview I've ever seen of any human being in my life. Okay? Anybody else have any questions?
He did announce that his chief of staff, Susie Wiles, has been diagnosed with an early stage of breast cancer.
She's going to take care of it immediately as opposed to waiting. She said, "Let's do it now." I said, "Do it immediately." Because with that particular ailment, the faster the better. That's the only thing I know about it. The faster the better. She's going to do it immediately.
So the other day, the president said he would soon make a deal or do whatever we have to do with Cuba. "I think something will happen with Cuba pretty quickly." The next day, Cuba's electrical grid suffered a complete collapse, plummeting the nation into total darkness. Now, could be coincidental, but I don't think so. New poll out by the Immigration Accountability Project. 66% of Americans support deporting illegal border crossers. 66% support deporting the 1.6 million illegal aliens with final orders of removal from an immigration judge. And 65% of Americans support deporting visa overstays. So, again, the American people support the president's immigration moves. And the vast majority of people, 85%, support the Save America Act. We'll give you an update on that coming up just a little bit later on. And finally, the Trump-backed Potomac sewage cleanup is now complete after a massive spill ahead of the Summer America 250 celebrations. It originally started January 19th. It has now been completely stopped and repaired thanks to the quick actions of the president, certainly not the state of Maryland. That's the way it went. 422 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Coming up next, more on the Fraud Squad and what we can expect to, claw back from some of these states. And the question is, how is Maryland escaping notice at this point? I don't think it's going to be for long, especially with Governor Texan Spend More keep opening up his pie hole. Stay tuned. It's 721. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be hosting a live unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin. Just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com and I will see you there.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America.
This guy is out of touch.
They have money for everything. They got money to fight wars. They got money for ballrooms, everything. But when it comes to supporting the American people, that's now when they are crying, well, we're broke.
As you know, the White House says those sponsorships for the ballroom are separate from government money.
You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
Got a text here from Dan, one of our listeners, saying, Sean, are the Maryland gun laws not working? It seems like juveniles also ignore them, so wouldn't legislators have to admit it? It's not the gun, but the individual. They'll never admit that, but you're right, Dan. It is entirely the individual. This is also, D. Kaufman says, ever hear of Promethean Action? I sure do. They propose the whole Epstein issue at this point is to distract from the real issue and the battle. That's the American system versus imperialism, or as I see it, the U.S. versus globalism. Yeah, if you have not listened to their podcast or not gone to their website, Susan Kokinda, who is in Michigan, and they have a couple other people there. They talk about the real culprit here is the fighting the British Empire and the British imperialism, and they basically control have the tentacles of the globalists all coming out of Great Britain. And President Trump knows that, and every action he's taking right now is to take down that system in the long run. So stay tuned. 7:23 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic, who's been known to partake of a bit of Bailey's on occasion. Here he is, once again, the king of all traffic. Oh, lug nuts, Johnson.
I was thinking about maybe the next 10 minutes or so.
You need it.
I need a little break. You know what I'm saying? 95 now is slowing, and it's kind of a little slow right here at the Eastern Avenue Bridge. I haven't heard any reports anything wrong, but we're backing up now from before Eastern Avenue through the Eastern Avenue Bridge and then towards O'Donnell Street. So very heavy traffic this morning going into both the Harbor Tunnels. 895 at last check was back to about the Erdman Avenue ramp. So right now, 15 to 20-minute delays. That's about normal for this time of the morning, and it looks like everybody's still moving without much of a problem getting into the tunnels. And just going to double check. Yeah, all four lanes are open there at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and the lanes are open going into the Old Harbor Tunnel southbound on 895. Beltway now starts to fill in very quickly on the Parkville side. The inner loop at Green Spring, not too bad, but the west side is already 795 down through Frederick Road. It looks like the accident scene may be on the shoulder, but 95 is slow southbound. As you're going into Howard County, you'll have brake lights towards the ramps at Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Frosted Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Partly sunny today. It's going to feel cold, gusting up to 20, 25 miles per hour. Mid-20s tonight for the low. Again, upper 30s, low 40s tomorrow before we start getting into the 50s by Wednesday, Thursday. By Saturday, we should be close to 60 degrees again. Right now, sunny, 31 in Dundalk, 31 in Millersville. So I was reading through the president's executive order on establishing a task force to eliminate fraud. It is, again, he makes the point that every dollar stolen by a Somali fraudster or an American citizen fraudster, doesn't matter who the fraudster is taking it from the people designed to help. And that is the law-abiding American citizen that might be in need of actual help from, again, the SNAP benefits or, you know, whatever it is. And Vice President Vance will lead it. FTC Chairman will also be the co-chair. But on this task force, there'll be representatives from Treasury, Justice, Agriculture, Labor, Health and Human Services, Housing and Urban Development, Education, VA, Homeland Security, SBA, OMB, and other agencies, inspectors general, or components within the executive. This is a serious task force that is going to be very dedicated to identifying waste, fraud, and abuse. In, again, where DOGE got it kick-started, now the government itself is going to be taking over. And so we certainly, and I think putting Vance in charge, and this is a guy, this is not a ceremonial position. Imagine, I think he's going to be motivated to, you can, in your run for president in 28, you can say, I have done A, B, C, and D. And he can point to these accomplishments as part of it. Investigative journalist Nick Shirley released his latest video yesterday, uncovering $170 million in fraud in California. This is just tip of the iceberg in Democrat-run California. California's version of Medicaid is called Medi-Cal. It has more than doubled since 2022. $108 billion has now gone to $222 billion in Medi-Cal in 26. Their population has not grown exponentially. Their spending has. There's a 1,000% increase in hospice care in L.A. County. Daycare owner-operators, which happened to be Somali, screamed at Nick Shirley and called the police after he asked her why there weren't any children at her daycare facility, yet she was receiving money. Remember, Nick exposed $110 million in Somali fraud in Minnesota in one day, and that turned into $19 billion in estimated fraud in one state alone. Imagine now. And again, I don't know if every state is committing fraud at this level, but I would suspect, the default position is you start, every state's doing it. Now, some are just better or worse than others. Minnesota, California, I think Maryland has got to be right up there in the top 10, at least per capita. So we'll see what happens. I would like to invite Nick Shirley to come to Maryland next with his undercover investigative team and see what you can root out here in the state, because this is before, you know, the man who wants to be president, who has no interest in being governor of the state of Maryland at all, because he doesn't do anything here other than flap his jaws. It would be very integral, helpful to the American people to find out how much fraud is being committed here in the state of Maryland. Rescue Natural Supplements, they wanted me to remind you that, you know, did you know that 90% of us are deficient in omega-3s? These are the essential fatty acids that your body needs to reduce inflammation, triglycerides, cholesterol, helps with your mood, helps with skin tone. It is a proven fact that pregnant women taking an omega-3 helps not only the women, but their babies as well in the womb. So the omega-3s are essential. We don't need enough of them in our diet because we're not Eskimos, obviously. That is something you can do now with supplementation. We've got large gel capsules, smaller gel capsules. We have liquids, whatever you choose. You should be on an omega-3. You can buy one, get one free today. Use the coupon code OMEGA50. That's OMEGA50. When you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. Or go online at res-q.com and use that coupon code OMEGA50. It's 7:30. Let's get the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports as Maryland lawmakers consider a slate of bills involving Israel. Jewish leaders in the state said the measures unfairly target Israel and its American supporters and are creating a hostile atmosphere in Annapolis. One of five bills drawing opposition is House Bill 1184, known as the Not on Our Dime Act. The proposal would empower the Maryland Office of the Attorney General to file civil lawsuits against charities that give to Israel. The bill summary calls out Israel specifically. The Jewish community feels particularly now under threat, Howard Libet, executive director of the Baltimore Jewish Council, said. Strong storms brought heavy rain and high winds to Maryland on Monday, along with thousands of power outages in Baltimore and the metro area. The storms led to a ground stop at BWI Marshall Airport from just before 3 p.m. until around 4:30, and there were tornado watches and warnings posted in parts of the state. In Carroll County, buildings on a farm in the Westminster area were damaged, and there are numerous reports of downed trees throughout the region. The storms led to minor flooding in low-lying areas that usually see high water during severe storms. And Baltimore City has announced a code purple declaration due to dangerously cold temperatures. The mayor's Office of Homeless Services says the code purple remains in effect through 9 a.m. Wednesday. The agency says its outreach teams have been out offering shelter, resources, and transportation to those in need. As part of the code purple activation, continuum of care providers are operating as warming centers. My Sister's Place Women's Center on West Franklin Street is open for women and children. There's also a warming center at the Weinberg Housing and Resource Center on Falls Way. And the Baltimore County Council has voted against a measure that would have banned federal, state, and local law enforcement officers from wearing masks when on duty and interacting with the public. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A man on exhibit. better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Parkville side of the Beltway might have a new problem. Just saw the state police. They were heading to a report of a broken down vehicle on the outer loop near the bridge at Old Hartford Road and apparently in the roadway. So there's been some activity there. The tail end of that backup is all the way back to and beyond the bridge at Bel Air Road. So very slow right up through that area. The interloop at Green Spring is beginning to slow now, just arriving there right after Green Spring towards the JFX, and then from the JFX over towards 83. It's clear. It's the normal delay down the west side from 795 all the way down to Frederick Road, where at least 15 to 20-minute delays currently southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mix of clouds and sun today. Windy and much colder. We've got winds gusting up to 20, 25 miles an hour with highs in the low to mid 40s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight as lows fall back into the mid 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Is Team USA manager Mark DeRosa taking a chance tonight by starting Mets pitcher Nolan McClain in tonight's WBC championship game? Well, Team USA looking for their first title since 2017. McClain, a fairly inexperienced pitcher who split time last year between AA Binghamton and the Mets. Only 8 total starts in the bigs. DeRosa defended his choice yesterday.
His desire to want to do it. I think you got to want to do this. I think sitting in my apartment watching him pitch in the second half of the season, the stuff is explosive. I think in March stuff plays.
McClain started the lone loss for the U.S. in the tournament, allowing 3 runs to Italy in 3 innings. O's, meanwhile, making a pitching move of their own, sending Kate Povich down after the left-hander made the 2025 opening day roster. Povich produced a 5.21 ERA in 112 innings last year, and while he showed flashes of dominance, command issues have worked against him. In fact, he issued 5 walks in 2 2/3 innings last week against the Phils. Comparing Trey Hendrickson to Max Crosby, while forgetting for a moment the draft capital that would have been needed to expend. One of the knocks on Hendrickson is his age, 31 compared to Crosby's 28. But according to Ravens GM Eric DaCosta, a closer look reveals something else.
You know, I think one of the things about Trey is he didn't, you know, he impacted the games when he was in New Orleans, but it took him a while to get going, and so he's got fresh legs. Look at this guy. He's going to be ready to roll, and he's fresh, and he's healthy, and he's strong, and he's ready to do some damage.
The numbers prove it out. Hendrickson started only 3 games his first 3 years under Sean Payton in New Orleans, played in only 30 games. Not a lot of wear and tear there, and has played in only 7 more games than Crosby over their careers. In fact, since 2020, when both have been bona fide starters, Crosby has started 94 games, 59 sacks. Hendrickson has started only 85 games, 74 and a half sacks. That is 9 less games than Crosby, 15 more sacks. Are we not past this yet? We're talking about Arkansas quarterback Talen Green playing the race card yesterday on the Out of Pocket podcast with RG3. Here's Green.
And I feel like I'm not trying to make this like a whole like race thing, but I feel like they definitely see my color and I think I'm just going to run or think I'm just running and really can't throw or process things. So
Green ran a 4.36 40-yard dash and recorded a 43.5-inch vertical jump at the NFL Player Combine. He was talking about whether he would be willing to switch positions for a prospective NFL team. Green, of course, is the quarterback. And finally, this was 8 years ago today, yesterday, actually.
Absolute.
Incredible performance.
Shotgun awe in college basketball. UMBC makes history in Charlotte.
And the question is, can the Retrievers repeat? They start their journey tonight in Dayton against Howard University in a first four game. The winner gets Michigan in Buffalo on Thursday. The time now is 7:37. When we return, UMBC social media is at it again.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
So this is interesting, Sean. You may or may not remember, but part of the whole story with UMBC 8 years ago was the social media battle. Do you recall that at all?
No.
Virginia, while UMBC was beating Virginia, Virginia's social media on X was going, great first half, but, you know, we're on the comeback trail. We're going to knock you out. Because right. Remember, a 16 had never beaten a 1.
Right.
So UMBC would strike back with social media snark, and eventually it was a social media battle to the point where the guy who did the social media, Zach Seidel for UMBC, actually got an offer from Duke to do their social media.
Wow.
Because he was so snarky about
okay.
it. Okay, so I bring this up because yesterday UMBC social media was on X and said, hey, you know, despite the fact that we're 4 hours delayed at BWI and we can't get off the tarmac and this and that, the other thing, we'll be there. Don't worry about us. You know, we're packing it up and we're moving. Steeler fan writes on social media, too many excuses to even count here. Just give your spot to someone who's not going to complain the whole time. Okay? Then UMBC snarks back and says, well, we earn the right to be in the tournament by actually winning playoff games. We understand that may be an unfamiliar concept due to the pro football team in Pittsburgh that you support.
Love it. I love it. I love it.
Terrific stuff.
That is good stuff. Question. The manager of Team USA.
Mark DeRosa.
Yeah. Is he making the right decision with starting McClain?
No. They were talking about bringing Garrett Crochet on, which would have been, and he's available to pitch like in his rotation, yeah. in his turn.
And Clay Holmes and Logan Webb are not?
Right. Logan Webb would be available,
yeah.
correct.
So Logan Webb has got, an ERA of like 2 or something.
Right, he's pitched well in this tournament. Yeah. This is a big question, actually.
Yeah, so that's the bigger question, and then Gunner versus
Bobby
Witt.
Now, Nolan McClain does have great stuff. There's no doubt about
yes.
it. But in this pressure pack, like you said, Game 7, in this pressure pack situation, is he the right guy? Also, a sidebar real quick. You were right. The World Series was not always called the World Series.
Okay.
It was called the World... it's not any better.
Right.
It was called the World Baseball Championship.
Okay.
Back in the day.
It was WBC. So it started off as WBC.
There you go.
All right.
They stole it.
Leave it to Gary to find that out. Thank you, sir.
No, leave it to you to bring it up.
7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And the leave it to the sheriffs. Yesterday, a big press conference was held. American Constitutional Rights Union, led by Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Last time I saw Alan was, unfortunately, at a funeral of a friend, Joe Armacost, last July. He flew in because Joe used to produce his podcast as well. So, a great guy. I love Alan. I think it was one of our first guests when we were down at CPAC way back in the day. Kristen wouldn't remember that. But he was in town yesterday to fight for law enforcement that is being targeted by the Maryland General Insane Asylum. Here's the montage of some sheriffs and Lieutenant Colonel West.
I don't believe the governor nor the legislature has an idea to the magnitude of the damage they've done. We have, through our program, legally, working with ICE, safely turned over to ICE 1,884 criminals who were arrested from crimes ranging from attempted first-degree murder, rape, sexual assault and rape of children, drug trafficking, robbery, aggravated assault on police officers. The list goes on and on and on.
And what's unsettling to me is that during all of the hand-wringing that we see from those leaders, they never talk about the families of Rachel Marne.
Sanctuary cities and sanctuary states are unlawful. And what we continue to see happening is unconstitutional.
Now, Sheriff Jenkins, Carroll County State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker, and that was, of course, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. We also, we need to have some balance here in the state of Maryland between the elected leaders and our law enforcement officials.
We have the same thing in Colorado, New Mexico, and, of course, here in Maryland. We have got to get the right balance back.
Yeah, and we don't. We don't have the right balance. In fact, it's going far left. There is no balance, and justice should be blind. Sheriff DeWeese of Carroll County says what we need is a heavy dose of common sense.
Since legislature can't institute common sense legislation, I decided to institute common sense policy and continue to work with ICE.
And Sheriff Jenkins, again, still talking about a legal challenge if they pass this even more restrictive bill in the Maryland General Insane Asylum.
There has to be a legal challenge in the courts because the legislature has taken the authority away from the elected sheriff.
Yeah, well, again, call Tom Fitton over at Judicial Watch. And finally, DeWeese was asked about the difference between working with ICE before and now after.
My office did notify ICE that we would no longer participate in a formal agreement with them regarding immigration. As a result, we developed an informal agreement that mirrored the formal agreement.
What is the difference between a formal and informal agreement?
Well, I stamped informal on the top of my policy and got rid of the line that says formal.
So here's the question. I mean, they're going to continue at least these. Where's Baltimore County Sheriff Jay Fisher? Is he even still in office? The man has been AWOL. He's been a ghost in any of these press conferences. Does he even care about keeping illegal aliens off the streets of Baltimore County? Just amazing how some sheriffs are just really on top of their game and others are just mailing it in. 7:43, traffic weather on the threes. By the way, we have time for us to choose your fake news. So if you'd like to join us, reserve your spot right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Right now, traffic weather on the threes. Here's Chuck.
And brought to you as a service of Bernese Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm looking at a backup here on Route 100 westbound after I-97 and over to the ramp at 170 at Camp Meade Road. There's a report of an accident. The initial report said eastbound, and I'm only seeing a trickle of traffic eastbound. So more than likely, it's eastbound, but westbound is looking at it. So there's a backup now on both sides of Route 100 in that area. Broken down vehicle, maybe on the shoulder now. The outer loop on the northeast side was slow. The vehicle had broken down in the slow lane on the outer loop right after the bridge at Old Hartford Road. We've been dealing with the normal delays this morning. Southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, and then some heavy traffic around the junction downtown at 95 Russell Street and 395. Winter driving has been very hard on your vehicle, so stop by, let Bernie check all the components that need to bring you back to normal now. Stop in and see Bernie, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Next month, we'll be celebrating 30 years in business at Bernie's Automotive. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And so looking for that contestant, you got a chance to win some WCBM merch if you are going to be our first caller here. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Reserve your spot right now, but you got to call. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mixture of sun and clouds today. It's going to continue to feel cold and windy with gusts up to 20, 25 miles per hour, highs upper 30s to near 40. Overnight temps frigid in the mid-20s, and then pretty much the same for tomorrow before the warm-up to spring begins Thursday through Saturday. First day of spring, obviously, is this coming Friday. And right now we're looking at 31 in Dundalk, 31 in Millersville. And time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got some WCBM merchandise to share with you. All you have to do is correctly identify the fake news story. Get to match wits with the entire panel. Kristen, Maggie, and Mr. Bailey's Johnson as well. You're on St. Patrick's Day. So
that's very nice.
Yeah, very nice indeed.
Thank you.
Again. And we have got our contestant. She's coming up right now. And her name, Sue in Federalsburg. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I better go last.
All right, well, good luck. Here are your stories today. Story number one, an appeals court out in California, the Ninth Circuit Court, has backed access for biological men at a women's spa. That might in itself be shocking, but the blunt dissent offered by a Trump appointee on the court said, this is a case about swinging D's. The Christian owners of the spa, it's a traditional Korean women-only nude spa. Understand, we don't want them in their spa. The supposed adults in the room have collectively lost their minds.
Is this related to Meat Out Day?
Good.
Could be. Story number two. According to the Comptroller of New York City, they spent an eye-popping $181,000 per person on services for homeless last year. So that leads to some obvious questions. Why are there still homeless people in New York City? How does the city spend that kind of money and still have a homeless problem? Wouldn't it just be better?
Different type of homeless and regular homeless?
Wouldn't it just be better to give each homeless person $181,000 and say, here, stay off the streets and the money's yours? And story number three, it is believed to be the first arrest of a robot in the AI world. Apparently, it took place in China. An android harassing an elderly woman in the streets was arrested by Chinese police in the city of Macau.
Who's
story out? One, what? Case of swinging D's.
What is a swinging D? What does that mean?
A swinging Richard.
What does that mean?
You know what it means.
I don't know anything, Mr. Casey.
Yes, you know everything.
I know too much.
That's right.
That's
you've got pictures. Story two, New York spending $181,000 per person on the homeless. Or story three, first robot arrest in history takes place in China. All right, we'll start with Chuck, since he's got all the pictures.
Yes.
just take a snapshot right now.
I'm just having a moment.
Yes, a senior moment.
Take another drink.
What?
Take another
sip.
I think I saw the swinging D's at the Civic Center one time.
That's right.
They were the opening act for the Dave Clark
Five. Well, I thought you saw them at the Wigwam.
Wigwam. That's why I didn't sit in the front row most of the time.
Wow.
One.
Chuck goes for a one. Kristen.
I don't know. I don't know why you would arrest a robot when you just, like, turn it off. Let's say three.
All right, Kristen says three. Maggie?
I'm going to say one in light of the holiday, the swinging shillelagh story.
And Sue in Federalsburg.
There's a swinging shillelagh. Wow.
I don't know. I'm going to go with the homeless people in New York just to be different.
Okay.
But I have a suggestion, though, for the meet out day.
Right.
Be sure to blare Horton Heat Eat Meat. Song. Have you heard that one?
I haven't, but it sounds funny.
You need to blare that right at the Capitol, or right at the governor's.
Indeed.
Mansion.
All right, Sue. Number two.
They'll be performing with the swinging D's.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
Story number three. Kristen voted for the robot arrest. That's a true story. Yeah.
Okay.
Story number one. Chuck and Maggie voted for that. That is also a true story.
Oh.
Sue in Federalsburg sniffed it out. They're not spending that much money on homeless in New York City. Way to go, Sue.
Oh, yay.
Congratulations to Butch and Hold. She's very excited about her WCBM merch that's coming her way.
That's what I said. Oh, yay.
You know, maybe
where
we should,
are they performing?
Maybe we should start printing up the WCBM Swinging D's t-shirts. Maggie, would you be willing to model the Swinging D's?
I am so confused right now. If I'm not confused coming in here, I'm very confused now. I model it?
Yes, the Swinging D's t-shirt.
Oh yes, okay. I'll be happy to wear it.
All right, thank you very much.
You're gonna wait till it's warm weather.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, let it get a little warmer.
Okay,
because you know what the cold does. Yeah. I mean, for it'll the be, t-shirts,
exactly.
Straight.
All right,
because right now as cold as it is, they'd be the mini tees.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
The shrunken shillelaghs.
I was in the pool.
Yes.
7:51. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan
for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Celebrating St. Patrick's Day in your club basement with wood-paneled walls and ice-cold natty bows. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, that's a... Chuck, when's the last time you had a natty bow?
Now? You keep teasing me all morning long. You're teasing me.
All right. Yeah, I wish we could eat together for a pint after the show, but I have to wait till another day.
Well, I can.
Yeah.
I had to go by myself, but that's hard.
7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here is the king of all traffic, Bailey's Johnson.
There's a new wreck, inner loop, as you're coming up from Route 40 towards I-70. It looks like it's crowding the right lane. From the shot I can see from the bridge at I-70, so very quickly there, the outer loop is looking at it, but they're not impacted. The inner loop is going to have a delay coming up from Frederick Road through Route 40 once you get to Route 40. Now, the ramp to I-70 is open, so that's okay. That's fine. But if you're coming straight ahead towards Security Boulevard and going up towards Liberty Road, you need to be in the center and the left-hand lane. Two accidents now, Anne Arundel County, and both with problems. Route 100 near the ramp at 170. Delays there on both sides. And the new wreck is westbound Route 32 near the intersection at Route 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today, cold, windy, and a high in the upper 30s to near 40. Tonight, back down to the mid-20s. Same for tomorrow. Things start getting better late on Wednesday. Thursday is when we start warming up a little bit more. Right now, 31 in Middle River, 31 in Pasadena. Let's take a phone call from Dennis in Middle River. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Okay. I have a different reference than what you use. You talk about artificial intelligence all the time, and I'm just looking for a name change. Because when you say artificial intelligence, I think of Joe Biden, Obama, Kamala Harris, AOC, Jasmine Crockett, Governor Moore, anybody in Annapolis.
Yep. Well, there isn't much intelligence there, that's for sure.
Artificial intelligence, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. So what do you have a name change for us?
Well, I was thinking of computer intelligence, but I'm not really, you know, I figure you would come up with something a lot better.
All right. Well, that's a start. We'll start with computer intelligence and see if we can come up with a different name for AI. But I think the genie's out of the bottle. Maybe hard to rename things, rebrand it now. But Dennis, thanks for the suggestion. Appreciate that. As to the Save America Act, well, it begins today. The Kabuki Theater in Washington, the show vote begins today, where there's going to be a vote to get this thing eventually on the floor. Senator Eric Schmidt He says he's teasing now a critical amendment. We'll get to that in just a second. But Senator Lee, who's also been a big proponent of the Save America Act, says, look, Americans want this. The president wants this. But it's the rhino, deep state, swampy Republicans like Tillis, Murkowski, McConnell, Curtis, Collins et al. That are going to block this thing. And I don't know if it's going to get done.
This is something that 85% of the American people want. So if a small handful of Democratic lawmakers want to interfere with the will of the American people, let them earn it. Make them speak, make them stand on the Senate floor and explain why in front of all the American people. They won't last very long.
He's talking about the talking filibuster versus the zombie filibuster. That's the one that just they raise their hand and say, okay, we're going to filibuster, and that's it. The talking or standing filibuster is the one where you actually have to hold the floor before cloture can be invoked. Senator Schmidt says he's got a critical amendment to the Save America Act, and he's working closely with the president ahead of the Senate floor showdown, which begins today.
Okay, some big news on the Save America Act. It is finally coming to the Senate floor this week. I've been working with President Trump in the White House and will be introducing a substitute amendment that would include not just the a proof of citizenship to vote and photo ID, but also get rid of this mass mail-in balloting scam we've seen too many places, allowing mail-in balloting for military, elderly, people with disabilities or absence, reasonable things like that. And then also banning transgender mutilation for kids and also men and women's sports. These are widely popular. I'll be working with Senator Lee and so many others on the Senate to get this done this week.
And yesterday we played you the clip of Senator Lee saying that this they were going to use a hybrid form of the talking filibuster. I don't know what that looks like right now. I'm going to be fascinated to see how they're going to pull that off. But what I think is important is that the American people actually see Democrat senators arguing against this bill. 85% of America wants it. You got to get them on the floor. And you got to, again, if it doesn't pass, at least you've got some stuff, some material for the elections here in the midterms. But that, as at the very least, needs to be done. I want to tell you about our good buddy Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, and the spring selling season is here. If you're thinking about selling your home, here's my number one recommendation guaranteed. And that is, again, according to industry experts, March is the best time of the year to sell. And the best way to do that is with Vinny Steele. So, and again, he's been here for a long time on WCBM, and I've been telling you about Vinny with your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty because his results and his guarantees are different. Vinny sells homes 2.8 times faster and for 3.1% more than the average agent on a $400,000 home. That's about $12,000 more in your pocket. He also has over 12,000 buyers in waiting, which means your home may already be sold. He's helped thousands of families over 23 years in real estate. So Vinny's upfront written guarantee is simple and powerful. He'll sell your home at 100% of market value, or he'll pay you the difference. So call Vinny, call or text right now, 410-709-7515, or you can visit VinnySteele.com. Up next, Hartford County Executive Bob Castley joins us. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
This hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The partial government shutdown affecting Homeland Security funding has stretched into its second month, and the biggest impact is being felt at airport security checkpoints. Aaron Barker is a union rep for TSA workers who have now gone 4 weeks without a paycheck.
This shutdown is occurring during one of the busiest travel periods of the year. As staffing challenges rise, passenger wait times will increase.
Meanwhile, hundreds of flights canceled or delayed today after those strong storms dumped snow in the Midwest and brought high winds and rain to the east. Iran's top security official and the head of a Revolutionary Guard militia were both killed in overnight strikes in a blow to that country's leadership. The Trump administration is boasting about military success against Iran, but the closing of the vital Strait of Hormuz remains a problem, and that's rippling through the global economy. Seven people in three states have been sickened by E. coli food poisoning.
The cases are linked to cheddar cheese made with raw milk. The Food and Drug Administration says California-based Raw Farm made the cheese that is the likely source. Illnesses were reported between September of last year and last month and include five in California and one each in Florida and Texas. Four cases were in children, three or younger. Two people had to be hospitalized. The FDA recommended Raw Farm voluntarily remove the raw cheese products from being sold. The company said no. The CDC is urging people to consider not eating the products. Ed Donahue, Washington.
White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles has been diagnosed with early-stage breast cancer. President Trump said Wiles has begun her treatment, will remain on the job, and that her prognosis is excellent. More at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And now a new wreck on 795 southbound. I don't see it yet because the camera's facing north from McDonough Road. It's reportedly between McDonough Road and the Beltway. I saw the fire department coming south. Saw State Highway. Truck also coming south. So right now, anybody from Owings Mills Boulevard trying to come down to the Beltway, you have that delay. We'll try to figure out which lane they're in on the southbound side. The inner loop of the Beltway coming up to Route 40 West, there was an accident up ahead on the right side between Route 40 and I-70. I couldn't quite tell if they were on the shoulder yet or not, but there is an impact for the traffic coming up the hill from Frederick Road and from Wilkins Avenue. So north of Wilkins Avenue, it'll start to slow, and then it finally will break loose after the I-70 bridge. Heads up in Anne Arundel County, Route 100 at 170, delays on both sides of the road, and the new wreck about 15 minutes ago at Route 32 at Route 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mix of clouds and sun today. Windy and much colder. We've got winds gusting up to 20, 25 miles an hour with highs in the low to mid 40s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight as lows fall back into the mid 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
34 degrees in Pikesville and 36 in Edgewood at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore City has announced a code purple declaration due to dangerously cold temperatures. The mayor's Office of Homeless Services says the code purple remains in effect through 9 a.m. Wednesday. The agency says its outreach teams have been out offering shelter, resources, and transportation to those in need. As part of the code purple activation, continuum of care providers are operating as warming centers. My Sister's Place Women's Center on West Franklin Street is open for women and children. There's also a warming center at the Weinberg Housing and Resource Center on Falls Way. And the Baltimore County Council has voted against a measure that would have banned federal, state, and local law enforcement officers from wearing masks when on duty and interacting with the public. According to the Baltimore Sun, there were concerns about enforcement and implying the measure to Baltimore County law enforcement. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 673, the pick 4, 0791. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot, 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Frontin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. So why now? Why was now the right time for the Ravens, usually sluggish in the free agent market, to go out and spend the money to bring Trey Hendrickson in to rush the passer? GM Eric DaCosta citing two major factors.
Actually, this year felt like we had more money than we normally have. You know, carried over more money this year. It was nice to have a little bit of a surplus. Normally, we're trying to finagle more money all throughout the process in the spring. And this year, we actually had a little bit of a nest egg.
And then DaCosta continued with factor number two.
In looking at the draft being positioned where we were, strategically, it was going to be challenging to probably get a guy that we thought could come in right away and really impact us at the edge. Not to say that there won't be guys, but just looking at it, we felt like the guys that we would probably covet the most in the draft would be gone, maybe.
Hendrickson, with 17 and a half sacks in back-to-back seasons, 2023 and 24, he was the AP NFL Defensive Player of the Year in 2024. More on Team USA manager Mark DeRosa's decision to start young Nolan McLean on the mound tonight in the WBC Championship game. McLean with electric stuff, no doubt, and definitely with the will.
I think you're crazy if you don't want to do this, honestly. I mean, just getting an opportunity to put USA on your chest and go out there and compete. But honestly, the best players in the world. I think it's honestly an unbelievable experience for me.
But experience is the issue. McLean with only 8 major league starts last year for the Mets. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's decision time for the Orioles. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk radio sings 80.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company on our Newsmaker Hotline. Coming up in this segment, Harford County Executive Bob Casley joins us. Good morning, Mr. County Executive, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Good morning. Top of the morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody out there. It's a beautiful one, too.
Indeed, and the rest of the day to you, sir. Let's start with you have, along with other county executives, it looks like the governor and the legislature are going to pass some of this budget burden on to you at the county executive level. How do you expect to deal with that?
Well, yeah, you know, this has been a challenge, and what's helped us get through it is we kind of saw this in the first year. I'm 3 years in now. It's my fourth budget coming up, and we started tightening up and trying to make do with what we got, better, more efficiencies in government. But it's really just disingenuous the way the state keeps pretending that they're cutting expenses while all they're really doing is sloughing it off from the state to the county. And we both use the same taxpayers. So from a taxpayer standpoint, whether they're paying it through the county or through the state, they're still paying it. And we've seen them increasingly take our highway user revenue away. We've seen them throw more pension costs onto us, and it just keeps the shift keeps going, and they keep claiming taking high fives for reducing state expenditures, which is just not the case at all. I mean, I look at highway user revenue when that started, about 35% was of that was going out to the counties to the city, and that's fallen dramatically. If we in present value, if we were still getting what we were originally getting out of highway user revenue, which was going towards paving highways. That was it. You use the highways. We're using that revenue to pave the highways, fix the highways. You're getting, in today's terms, that's about $40 million that we would be getting. We're getting like $2 to $3 million now. So that's a huge cutoff in what we're getting, our ability to maintain state, our county roads, which is the majority of the roads that we have. So that's this continual bleed. The state, the schools, of course, we're picking up a greater share of school construction, which, of course, just the cost of school construction itself, no matter who's paying for it, has really ballooned. But as we continue to pick up a bigger share of that, teachers' pensions and the like, it's making it difficult. And we're determined not to raise taxes. We're holding the line out here. But that means we're doing without some stuff. We're really relying on greater efficiencies. And it's getting tougher every year.
Is it disingenuous, Bob, that the state, we just had the Board of Revenue estimates, and they're saying they're expecting a little bit of a windfall in this year. So the state's going to have more money to for their purposes, but then to try to balance this budget on the backs of the counties.
Yeah, and look, they have to be careful when they get these windfalls, because we all know that the big share there is from the income tax, and that's been increasingly volatile over the years. You know, one year it pulls in very well, and you know, the why is sort of unclear. It could be because people reacting to changes in the federal tax code, but you know, we see these peaks and then we see big valleys as once that little sugar high there works its way through the system. So to you know, what we prefer to do is when we get a little bit of extra is we reduce our long-term debt. And we do one term, you know, things like a new roof that's on a building instead of financing that, rather than assume that's going to be a long going increase in revenue, which has been good for us at Harford County, because we know that we have seen it goes up and down. Just the property tax is usually a fairly steady haul, but not income tax.
More with Harford County Executive Bob Cassily in just a moment. We've got lots of other issues to discuss. And right now, let's pause for an update on what's happening. Traffic and weather on the threes. And now the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so to back up on the Beltway, if you're coming up from 95 Southwestern Boulevard, Wilkins Avenue, you're wondering what in the world is going on. The wreck is all the way up at the ramp at I-70. And it's pretty much on the right side, but it's been there for a while, and they've been looking at it. So you have to come up the hill from Wilkins to Frederick to Route 40, Edmondson Avenue, and then up to I-70 before you get in the clear once again. Everybody else on the Beltway now is pretty much the normal delay. 795, the accident was in the right lane, southbound, right before the Beltway, and the traffic was still backed up to the bridge at McDonough Road. It's moving a little bit better now, which could indicate that they may have the vehicles off to the side, but in the meantime, you're slower than you normally would be, and then, of course, the heavy traffic going down the west side is adding to that. Couple of wrecks in Anne Arundel County as you're traveling at Route 100 at 170. Earlier, that was a problem on both sides of the road, and then westbound Route 32 at Route 175, and we're still in the area of a little more than 15 minutes with the backups southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny this morning. It's going to be cold and windy today, and pretty much the same for tonight. Temps in the mid-20s. Winter stays with us Wednesday. Then Thursday we start warming up a little bit. Get ready for spring on Friday. It's windy in 29 in Forest Hill, 31 in Dundalk. On our Newsmaker Hotline, Harford County Executive Bob Cassily. And we saw one of the first acts out of this General Assembly, which you were a member of, was to get rid of formal agreements, 287G, with local law enforcement, including Harford County. And now we have other bills that seek to place a gag order, if you will, on local law enforcement and participating with our federal partners. What do you think is driving this bus, Bob? What do you think is behind all of this?
You know, I look at, you know, what's the real genesis other than just sort of this crazy progressive tide that's pushing it. What I don't understand is, while certainly you have that super progressive elite in the General Assembly that pushes every wacky progressive notion, I'm sort of at a loss to understand why so many of the in the Democrat caucus just go along with this stuff, because we've seen failure after failure in these big grandiose plans, and the latest one being the 287G attack You know, it's just so damaging because when you look at our public safety, there's some really bad people out there, internationally, nationally, locally, and the like. And we really rely on our public safety for the integrated, cooperation between our federal authorities, our state, our county, and our local authorities. Of course, at the federal level, they've got a lot more expertise in gathering the intelligence that the locals need. But what the locals have is the boots on the ground. I mean, overwhelmingly, the biggest force of manpower, woman power, whatever you have on the ground throughout the country is your county police forces, your city police forces, and the feds really rely upon that. And of course, we rely upon the feds to integrate all 50 states and all of the counties into a sort of a seamless web, so bad guys can't just hop from jurisdiction to jurisdiction in anonymity. And when the General Assembly comes out with these bills that are saying, hey, stop cooperating, whatever that's not cooperating for, it's very damaging. And so I think they're really doing lasting damage to the integration of law enforcement that's just so absolutely necessary to protect us from some really bad actors. And we saw how they interfered with the policing in previous General Assemblies and the damage that's done to our policing that's still there as it's difficult to recruit officers. A lot of people have left policing. And I'm concerned they're going to do lasting damage now to our policing, the relationship that our local authorities have with the feds, and not just on illegal immigration. Because once you start saying you can't trust, it's a matter of trust. And once we start saying, well, we're not going to cooperate on this and that, it's a real slippery slope. So I don't know why they feel like they can go down this without doing damage, even more damage to policing than the General Assembly's already done with their anti-police rhetoric and activities. So it's demoralizing, I can tell you that, to law enforcement.
Yeah, well, House Bill 675 would remove that gag order on local police, so that's a bill we want to keep our eye on, although it probably doesn't have much of a chance passing in this legislature. The other one we're looking at is this House Bill 827, and this would be state legislation that would prohibit attacks on vehicle owners based on miles driven or a usage tax. This would be in addition to the existing gas tax. So that could certainly, we could certainly throw our support behind that.
Well, the bill that's out there to say that we're not going to have an automatic increase in the gas tax, that's a great bill. But then the other bill that's out there would say that we're gonna tax you on your miles driven. Clearly, is a shot at the rural counties because they don't have as much public transportation. You're gonna have to drive distances, and it favors the tight urban areas where it may take you 20 minutes to go a mile, and in the rural areas, 20 minutes you go, 5-10 miles. So because things are more spread out. So yeah, that one is an assault on the rural the Republican jurisdiction. Let's face it, the red counties.
It's a commuter tax, right? I mean, you could call it a commuter tax.
Commuter tax.
Yeah,
it's a commuter tax. It's a commuter tax, and we already have an existing commuter tax. The red light cameras are clearly a major commuter tax, as we see how Baltimore relies upon those to pick up folks coming out of the counties in. So there's always an angle. They've always got another angle in here to squeeze our taxpayers, particularly the taxpayers in the red counties. So, but hey, we're all having fun.
We'll end on that note. All right. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. Hartford County Executive Bob Cassidy.
Absolutely.
Have a great day.
Patrick, all
right, same to you. Thank you very much. 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Law Office of Michael A. Friedman, lead counselor. Michael is with us once again. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Sean. You know, I don't know about you, but sometimes analytics in sports drive me crazy when the coaches and managers just play analytics. They don't play their gut or their experience. The same thing is true in the practice of law now with AI. We are involved. We have a program that is it's pretty well known nationally. And what we do with that program is we submit all of our medical reports to the program. They hundreds and hundreds of pages, and they analyze them to make sure that we haven't missed anything, that the client has gone on every appointment, and at the end of the day, what they do is, after reviewing all this, they make recommendations as to what we should settle the case for, or what the projected area of settlement could be. And we have destroyed their recommendations. Rachel had a case recently where they recommended $150,000. She got over $600,000, okay, because she knew the client personally. She knew the injury the client sustained personally. She knew how the client would testify in court. And that's something that the AI people that just have records don't know. They can analyze what the venue is and what the court is and what the jury is going to be like and what the judge is going to be like. They can do that all day long, but what they can't do is analyze our client and know how that client is going to perform and believe that that client was really, really hurt. And that is so important in front of a jury, and that is so important in front of a mediator or an arbiter, that you have to base these things on your experience. So I think that's probably true across the board. You know, AI is great, but it is not the final arbiter. You have to use your own experience in whatever field you're doing. So that's my spiel for the day, and that's the way it is. Anybody has any new cases, we are here. We're rocking and rolling. Give us a call, 410-363-6848. Love to hear from you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Michael. Always good advice, and enjoy your honorary Irish today. So happy St. Patrick's Day. All right, thank you, Michael. Appreciate that. And the office of Michael A. Freeman, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203. And check out their website, maflaw.com, for the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Coming up, we'll take a look of the Maryland Democrats introducing anti-Semitic bills in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. A little bit later on, the Irish president dissing St. Patrick on this hallowed holiday. 823 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so we're making a little progress now. A couple of areas, 795, the wreck was apparently to the shoulder, so the pace has improved a little bit southbound, but still busy from the bridge at McDonough Road, then joining the Beltway. The inner loop wreck up near I-70 apparently now is pretty much gone. The backup, which was back through the ramp at Wilkins Avenue, is starting to loosen up there, which means it's getting better up at the top of the hill at Route 40. So, again, some progress at that point. The wreck that was on Route 100 after 170 is also now off the roadway. So both sides there on 100, both east and westbound, getting better. There's a report now of a wreck, and we can't see it. There are no cameras there on the BW Parkway northbound. The initial report said just north of the airport, and then one report said at West Nursery Road. That would be about 2 miles up the road and right before the Beltway. So if you're coming up from BWI towards the Beltway on the Parkway, we'll try to get some more information on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. It is going to be partly sunny but cold and windy at least next couple of days. Today, tomorrow, Thursday starts to warm up a little bit. Today we're only be upper 30s to near 40, mid 20s for the low tonight. Pretty much the same for tomorrow, and then we begin the warming trend on Thursday, Friday into Saturday. Right now, 30 and sunny in Severn, 29 in Parkville, from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. It is time for America's 250th birthday celebration. America 250 is sponsored by your friends at Smile Design Center. Dr. Learfield and all of that perfect smile. Time to act is right now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality. You know, I'm often asked where the first St. Patrick's Day parade was celebrated. And everyone says Boston. Some people even say New York. Well, you're close, but not correct. The first recorded parade honoring the Catholic feast day of St. Patrick, who died on this day, he's the patron saint of Ireland, is St. Augustine, Florida. The records show that St. Patrick's Day parade occurred March 17, 1601, in what was then a Spanish colonial settlement under the direction of the colony's Irish vicar, Ricardo Artur. More than a century later, homesick Irish soldiers serving in the English military marched in Boston in 1737 and New York City in March of 1762. So, again, it was St. Augustine. So, on this day in 1776, British forces are forced to evacuate Boston following General George Washington's successful placement of fortifications and cannons in Dorchester Heights, which overlooks the city from the south. During the evening of March 4, Major General John Thomas, under orders from Washington, secretly led a force of 800 soldiers and 1,200 workers to Dorchester Heights and began fortifying the area. To cover the sound of construction, American cannons began besieging Boston from another location, beginning a noisy bombardment of the outskirts of the city. By morning, more than a dozen cannons from Fort Ticonderoga had been brought within the Dorchester Heights fortifications. British General Sir William Howe hoped to use the British ships in Boston Harbor to destroy the American position, but a storm set in, giving the Americans ample time to complete the fortifications and set up their artillery. Realizing their position was now indefensible, 11,000 British troops and some 1,000 loyalists departed Boston by ship on this day, sailing to the safety of Halifax, Nova Scotia. The bloodless liberation of Boston by the Patriots brought an end to a hated 8-year British occupation of the city, known for such infamous events as the Boston Massacre, in which 5 colonists were shot and killed by British soldiers. The British fleet had first entered Boston Harbor October 2, 1768, carrying 1,000 soldiers, having soldiers living among them in tents on Boston Common, a standing army in 18th-century parlance, infuriated Bostonians. For the victory, General Washington, commander of the Continental Army, was presented with the first medal ever awarded by the Continental Congress, and that happened on this day in 1776, and that is America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Learfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Learfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, so to come, we're after the news here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about Maryland Democrats now are singling out Israel and recommending a number of anti-Semitic bills that are to punish Israel and the Jewish people. So we'll name names in just a second. And also the president of Ireland has completely dissed St. Patrick, and we'll share that with you as well. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. Fox 45 reports that a garage fire in Harford County on Monday morning left a family with a combined $500,000 in damages. According to the Office of the State Fire Marshal, on March 16th, around 1:45 a.m., the Darlington Volunteer Fire Company responded to 1725 Castleton Road for a 3-bay garage fire. It took 40 firefighters around an hour to contain the one alarm blaze, officials said. And high winds that swept through central Maryland on Monday knocked out power for thousands of BGE customers and left crews working around the clock to restore service. BGE said initial assessments indicate tree damage, wires down, and damaged electric equipment throughout its service area. The company said its storm center is mobilized and crews are responding across the region. As of 1 a.m. this morning, about 8,800 BGE customers were without service, representing 315 restoration jobs in locations across central Maryland. BGE said the highest number of outages were in Baltimore and Anne Arundel counties and Baltimore City, and that damage is spread throughout its service area. A former Baltimore County Public Schools employee has been convicted of sex crimes involving a 17-year-old student. Donovan Michaud was found guilty on multiple charges of fourth-degree sex offense for incidents that happened when he was building service worker at Overly High School. The 30-year-old was arrested in last July, and he pleaded not guilty. According to the Banner, Michaud's attorney argued his client should be acquitted because he was not a person in a position of authority under the law. The judge denied the request, and Michaud received a one-year suspended sentence, followed by 3 years of supervised probation. And Maryland leaders still can't say how the state will pay for thousands of child sex abuse lawsuits filed under the Child Victims Act, legal claims that attorneys say could ultimately cost taxpayers billions of dollars. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The morning back up into Annapolis is there, and it's a little bit longer than usual this morning. It's slow, not quite back to Benfield, but it's slow from Benfield down the hill and then into the merge right there at I-97 and Route 32. So heavy traffic there. It's moving, but it definitely is backed up as you're trying to go south, eventually down through the bridge at 178 on the way to Annapolis on Ritchie Highway, southbound. There's a report of an accident near the ramp at Route 50. Could be at the ramp that would take you over to the Severn River Bridge. An update on the wreck on the BW Parkway. The report now says it was crowding the left-hand lane northbound at the bridge and the overpass at West Nursery Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mix of clouds and sun today. Windy and much colder. We've got winds gusting up to 20, 25 miles an hour with highs in the low to mid 40s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight as lows fall back into the mid 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The WBC final is set for tonight in Miami. It'll be Venezuela and the U.S. for all the marbles. Venezuela getting there with a late-inning rally last night at the expense of Italy.
Here goes Garcia from first. It's hit to left center field. Jacob Mercer won't get there. The hit parade continues, and so does the fiesta for Venezuela.
Joe Davis had the call on Fox, the three-run seventh-inning rally, giving Venezuela a 4-2 win, setting the stage for tonight with Nolan McLean on the hill for Team USA, 8 p.m. in Miami. Meanwhile, closer to home, with a couple of bullpen spots up for grabs and a utility infield job as well, it's coming down to decision day for the Orioles. The manager was asked if he's seen enough from his guys or if he still needs these last few days.
Man, you put me as a decision maker? I love that. I am definitely not the decision maker. I'm just the manager of the team, just like we talked about the offseason, like when it comes to like trades and free agents and acquisitions, like that is not my job at all.
Meanwhile, roster construction continuing in Owings Mills, with the Ravens still in the market for interior offensive linemen and a big target wideout that can go up and get it. Head coach Jesse Minter on what that'll take. Actually, that's Eric DaCosta. Here is Jesse Minter.
Like, building a roster is a process. Trust Eric, trust this organization,
that all the decisions are made in the best interest of us building the best team for now and into the future.
Best name at receiver that's still available on the free agent market is Juwan Jennings. Trade talk involving A.J. Brown has cooled off. UMBC makes its third appearance in program history tonight in the NCAAs. They'll take on Howard University at 6:40 p.m. from Dayton, Ohio. Game will be broadcast on True TV. UMBC head coach Jim Ferry giving his team a nickname at the beginning of the year.
10 new guys rolling together. Early in the season, I called ourselves a bunch of misfits, including myself, right? Guys coming from Division II, Division I, wherever, and man, they just bonded.
Winner tonight will travel to Buffalo for a Thursday night encounter with the Michigan Wolverines. Happy heavenly birthday today to a golfing immortal, Bobby Jones, founder of the Augusta National Golf Club in the Masters Tournament. Born on this day in 1902, passed away in 72. Jones was a four-time U.S. Open winner from 1923 to 1930. And the great Slingin' Sammy Baugh was born on this day in 1914. The passer-punter of the Washington Redskins led the NFL in punting five times, picked off 11 passes on defense in 1943. Happy terrestrial birthday today to the greatest female swimmer of all time, Bethesda's own Katie Ledecky, celebrating birthday number 29 today, winner of 9 Olympic gold medals. And on this day in sports history in 2024, Scottie Scheffler became the first golfer in PGA history to win the Players' Championship in back-to-back years. $62 million he won that year in 24, and also an Olympic gold medal. The time now is 8:37. When we return, is March Madness our greatest sporting event?
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking into diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Kenny Michaels right here on 680 WCBM at 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Kenny is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Listen for Kenny's insights in The Gold Show every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m.
Well, you got a lot of them. You got the World Cup, you've got the Olympics, you've got the Super Bowl, you've got the World Series, you've got the Stanley Cup. Where does March Madness rank, in your opinion, in terms of that, either in this country or on the world stage?
I don't think it's much on the world stage.
No.
No. So I think
it's got to be in the USA.
Yeah, you know, the World Cup obviously is a world event. The Olympics are a world event. The World Baseball Classic is a world event. So the rest of these are just...
The Four Nations is...
Yeah, uniquely American.
You consider...
Well, you can say Stanley Cup because there are a number of Canadian teams. Oh, I can't remember last time Canada actually won a Stanley Cup trophy. It's been a while.
Yeah. But what about, yes, that's true. But what about the March Madness? Do you consider that up there?
I think it's drawing more world interest now because basketball is growing in many countries. As we saw, we invented baseball. Baseball now is, they're very competitive at a world stage.
Yeah. I think there's one thing about March Madness that separates it from all else, and that is the fact that 68 teams participate, and there's always a chance, and it's sometimes more often than not, you get a Loyola of Chicago out of nowhere to the Final Four.
Yeah.
You get a George Mason. You know, you get a UMBC upsetting a 16. You get Coppin State that year back in 1997 winning, I think it was over South Carolina. So it's not the Blue Bloods. It's the Cinderellas, and I think it's the Cinderella aspect of March Madness. Also the fact that it's a 3-week long endeavor that kind of captures the nation. I would give March Madness, because of that factor and the 3-week progression.
Right.
It's probably the greatest we have.
Really? I mean, the U.S. has or the world has?
The U.S.
Oh, okay.
The U.S.
Yeah, because the World Cup people would argue.
No, that's, I mean, it's not even in the same class.
Very good. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. It's 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. We've seen, and I have been concerned about this, the growing amount of anti-Semitism in this country on college campuses and within both parties, Democrat and Republican. But here in Maryland, we have five bills. Five bills have been introduced with, an anti-Semitic thread. House Bill 1184, known as Not on Our Dime Act, would empower the Maryland Attorney General to file civil lawsuits on the state's behalf against charities that fund a cause or Israel, making any kind of donation to Israel or to the Jewish people. This is just one of five before the General Insane Asylum that obviously Jewish leaders oppose. In fact, Howard Libet, he is the executive director of the Baltimore Jewish Council. He believes that these bills are indeed a threat.
The Jewish community feels particularly now under threat. Quite frankly, legislators ought to be more focused on things like electricity prices, affordability, and not so much on foreign policy.
The other four include measures that would ban the state's pension system from investing in Israeli interests, including Israeli bonds, cancel a state requirement that companies doing business with Maryland certify that they are not boycotting Israel, and condemn violence in Sudan, Gaza, and the Congo, without mentioning Israel or 10/7 of terror attacks by Hamas on the Jewish state. And to me, that's proof positive, along with some of the language that we're seeing. Delegate Gabriel Acevedo, he's like the AOC of Maryland. He's a part of the Democrat Socialists of America. He, along with Delegate Dalen Keelan Young of anger management fame, and Delegate Ashanti Martinez of Prince George's County, all Democrats, supporting all five of these bills. Acevedo, of course, says it's not aimed at any particular nation or religion, but here's what it says. The intent of the bill is to ensure that our state is not indirectly supporting actions that contribute to violence, displacement, or the destruction of Palestinian homes and communities. It is consistent with the U.S. Department of State policy about the building of illegal settlements on Palestinian lands. The problem is there's no mention of the violence against Israelis or the Jewish people of Israel. Or Jews anywhere in the world. It's strictly, in Palestine. And Libet says that clearly this is all about Israel.
It is clearly about Israel because there's no mention of the destructive efforts that Palestinians have made against Israelis and charities based in Maryland that have gone to support Hamas, that have donated to support Hamas or have donated to support Hezbollah.
So there is clearly a anti-Semitic thread in the modern Democrat Party, the current party run by progressive Marxists. As we know, the Nazis and the Muslims back in World War II banded together to try to eliminate Jews. And we're seeing the same kind of coalition now in these anti-Semitic bills. So I think all of these bills, and I think it's one Republican supporter of one of the bills, but anyone who's put their name on this bill should be made to disavow the nature of the anti-Semitism now being practiced or preached in the Maryland General Assembly. And I'm hoping that some Jewish leaders, especially those that remain in the Democrat Party, and I know several of them, I think it's time for them to speak up and speak out against their own party and the anti-Semitism that is on display clearly, blatantly, for everyone to see. It's 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, once again, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, it looks like there may have been two different accidents along the BW Parkway. We knew about the one northbound at West Nursery Road, and then there was a report of one southbound, same area. The problem is, now most of the chart cameras, state highway cameras, are down once again. Most of the cameras on the Beltway are out, so we don't know why. They're having problems 2-3 days in a row now, but they've put us back in the dark once again. But the data that we can see still shows us slow in the usual areas. Hartford Road to Providence, Interloop at Green Spring. Down the west side, the Interloop was recovering from the earlier wreck up around I-70. And there's still some slowing according to the data. There was a wreck there right at the split at Route 32 at Route 175. And with that, there's still the backing towards Annapolis and delays at I-97 at Route 32. Minor accident if you're coming out of Parole. The accident was reported southbound on Ritchie Highway right before the ramp at Route 50. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today, but cold, windy, only up upper 30s to maybe near 40. Tonight, mid-20s, and it's going to be frigid, and then tomorrow, pretty much the same. Two more days of winter, and then we start experiencing the warm-up to spring beginning on Thursday. 31 right now in Parkville. It's 34 and windy in Ocean City. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
A feel-good news brought to you by Town Appliance. A Georgia school bus driver is being called a hero after alerting a homeowner that their house was on fire and saving their lives. Here's Marlene Davis talking about her life-saving efforts.
I saw the big flame coming from that side of the house. Nobody was here, so I decided to stop the bus and go to the door and ring the doorbell several times. And finally, the man answered. I just got a text from my boss lady saying it was a house fire and they were asleep. Could have saved their lives. It was the right thing to do, and I couldn't just leave them.
Incredible acts by people and saving lives. We've had a number of these featured on this segment, so keep it up, America. You're doing great, great work. Our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reichshustown Road in Owings Mill, now celebrating their 47th anniversary sale.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
It's 8:47. Let's take a phone call here this morning. Gary is in Kingsville. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Sean.
Yes, sir.
Well, you're not going to have an answer to this, so I'm just venting here.
But is this a rhetorical question or a dilemma?
There you go. A few moments ago, there was a story about child abuse while children were in protective services.
Right.
And the closing statement just hit me right in the head. Why are the taxpayers to be held responsible for that abuse? Why isn't the individual or the staff who committed the abuse to pay the penalty? Why the taxpayers?
Yeah, because anybody who works in government, federal, state, city, they're protected by the sovereign immunity of the government. So that's why the taxpayers get foot with the bill. I've asked that question for years, and even at the federal level, you've got some idiot that makes a horrific, not just mistake, but they've committed a criminal act. Maybe they can claw back some of the money, but I think in many cases there should be criminal charges as well.
Well, the sovereign immunity might apply to the state government as a whole, but why should that apply to the individual? That's just absurd, because you're saying that the people who got robbed are going to pay the penalty for the robbery.
Well, it's interesting, because you set up a great question with this task force on fraud that the president just announced yesterday with his executive order. And the fact is, let's say you find an individual or individuals in California that are committing massive fraud, and these are not just they are people at the low level that but there are extensive networks of lawyers and others that so I think they all should be held accountable and now maybe that's a criminal penalty and they could go to jail for it, but as far as who pays the restitution, it's always us for some strange reason.
Yeah, well, I think we know the reason.
Yeah,
as long as those people keep getting away with doing the crime and having somebody else pay the penalty, then nothing is ever
bingo. Maybe we need to change the laws. That might be a good start. Gary, thanks for the call and the question. Appreciate that. Tony's in Towson. Hello, Tony.
Hi. Good morning. I'm so upset I can't even talk about what you were saying about the legislation against the Jewish people.
Yeah, against Israel specifically, but I think the larger threat here is that this is a growing concern of anti-Semitism.
Yeah, and this is how it started in Nazi Germany. They would boycott their businesses, and then it would go from there.
Right. Then they would destroy their businesses, and then they would steal from their businesses, and Kristallnacht, the Night of Broken Glass. Those of us who remember our history see the same kinds of threads and symptoms of this disease appearing again.
Yeah. I'm just so upset. It just seems like, you hear that this will never happen again. It can't ever happen again. And it just, with what you were saying, it seems like it is starting over again.
It is. And just like we're told that we'll never forget the Holocaust, and we should never forget what happened on 9/11, there are growing signs. It's 25 years this September for 9/11. We're seeing people already in New York completely forgetting what happened at Ground Zero.
Nobody cares anymore. I don't understand.
Well, there are people who care. I care. You care. And there are many people like us. We just have to, you know, stay together and speak out against it and remind people what happened.
You know, I'm Catholic. I'm not Jewish.
Yeah. No, as am I. So, you know,
if I could close with a Sieg Heil.
Yeah, a Sieg Heil. Yeah, that is. You know,
I'm crying. I can't believe this.
All right, Tony, thanks so much. I appreciate the call. Appreciate that. You know, Hitler, he was looking to exterminate an entire race of people. We see it, too, with Christians. It's just not the Jews. We see the extermination of Christians in the Congo and other parts of Africa. And we see it in China. Again, there's wholesale genocide being practiced in Sudan and elsewhere. All right. It's 8:51. You're listening to Casey and Company.
High five. Up top.
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Celebrating St. Patrick's Day in your club basement with wood-paneled walls and ice-cold natty bows. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
WCBM. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. That's an oldie but a goodie, Kristen. Yeah, pulled no one right out of the vault. Time once again for an update on traffic weather on the threes. Bailey's Johnson with his last tip of the day.
First sip of the day. Pretty soon. It won't be the last one either.
10 minutes.
The inner loop of the Beltway, a little bit slow crossing here at Route 40. The chart cameras came back up just about 10 minutes ago, so that's good. So we get the late look around the Beltway. Other than that, really no late problems. Both the tunnels are settling down nicely right now. The exit ramp from 95 south onto Russell Street, that's a long ramp that winds its way around and eventually come out at Russell Street and Waterview Avenue. So it's just that. It's heavy traffic. And then the parkway was clear. Now, keep in mind, 25, 30 minutes ago, there were two different wrecks on the parkway. One was northbound. One was southbound, just outside of the Beltway. So be careful through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, partly sunny today, cold, windy, gust of the 20 to 25 miles per hour, overnight temps frigid in the mid-20s, but fear not, we will warm up towards the end of the week. First full day of spring is coming this Friday. 29 right now, windy in Owings Mills, 32 in Annapolis. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
You have a big smile on your face this morning.
I do. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And the same to you?
You know, I had a huge battle, I thought, on X yesterday. I thought I was going to be, you know, trending and going viral.
Yeah, you and Candace are at it again.
Yeah, but nothing caught. So I guess nobody cares.
I think they were sidetracked by the Megyn Kelly Mark Levin battle.
That, you mentioned that yesterday, and I did look like I did a deep dive into that one. That was hard to watch.
Yours was bad, but that was brutal.
Yeah, that was brutal. And then to have Trump get involved, I mean, that's
right. He got involved in that. And then he got the Ted Cruz versus Tucker Carlson thing. Now he's demanding the investigation. Ben Shapiro is it's just, well, what is happening right now? It just
I don't know. But you know what I did see is that there's a poll out saying that there's an 85% chance that Dems could take the House. And I'm like, wow, here I am contributing to the nonsense when I should be focused on the midterms.
Yeah, and I think we're losing track of the mission here. And to keep our sight on the goal here is keep the midterms and get the Save America Act passed.
Yeah, so I apologize.
That's okay.
I got sidetracked.
It happens. It's a momentary blip on the radar screen.
All right, so at 9 o'clock we'll be joined at the top of the hour by Senator Johnny Ray Sailing. Of course, the Senate schedule is a little bit different than the House. So he'll join us at 9 a.m. to talk about the Senate committee and how the proposed budget has passed, and then also the Utility Bills Act as well. Also, we will talk about the meteorologists that have been apologizing online for, I guess, the weather forecast for yesterday.
Well, 2 weeks in a row, they predict. Now, there were violent thunderstorms. There
was a funnel
cloud that there was a picture of it, but never touched down.
In Howard County, right?
Yeah. And they were violent, windy thunderstorms. They were damaging, but nowhere near what they had been predicting.
No. And to cancel or to, you know, let kids out of school 3 hours early yesterday, and then I go pick up Olivia, because, of course, she has somebody else that picks her up from school. I pick her up at 2, and I mean, it's 60 degrees and just cloudy.
Yeah. I had a meteorologist friend of mine once tell me that they would rather overpromise and underdeliver than underpromise and be overwhelmed.
I'm not mad at them. I know that, you know, it caused a lot, right? I guess Congress couldn't vote yesterday because a lot of people couldn't get to the Hill because of delayed flights and canceled flights. Anyways, we'll talk a little bit about that. And then also, I believe it's Senate Bill 118, the excise tax on firearms and accessories.
Right.
We'll talk about the latest in that because apparently they're debating this in the Eastern Shore area.
So okay. Very good.
All that and more coming next.
Is this done? Candace is over for now?
No. Well, I guess. I don't know. She's going on and on about a video of my lawyer. And then, of course, Sir Michael, my friend, he's like, well, if it's of your lawyer, it's not a fight you can actually fight. That's the lawyer's fight. And I was like, wow, so I'm pushed out again.
She says dejectedly.
Yeah, come on. I did gain 2,000 followers overnight, so that's good.
All right, there you have it.
There, thanks.
Irish President Catherine Connolly, trying to rewrite the story of St. Patrick, says, well, now listen for yourself and then we'll discuss.
The story of Patrick's life serves as a reminder of the resilience and courage of migrants, the invaluable contributions that they have made and continue to make to the countries they now call home, sometimes even in the face of great adversity. Patrick's story speaks not only to the Ireland of the 5th century, but to the millions still subjected to trafficking, forced labour and displacement today. As we recall the life of Patrick, we invoke his spirit and acknowledge our shared responsibilities as global citizens. We stand in solidarity with those who find themselves in vulnerable and dangerous circumstances. Patrick's story invites us to respond with hospitality and kindness to those suffering the consequences of war and displacement, those fleeing their countries because of persecution or violence.
First off, this is the President of Ireland. St. Patrick is the patron saint of Ireland. 4 times she references St. Patrick and does not include the honorific saint. 4 times. So it was no accident or slip of the tongue. And then she called him a migrant. He was not a migrant. He was captured by raiders while living in Britain and brought to Ireland as a slave. And after he escaped Ireland, he became a Catholic priest. He dreamed, or God, spoke to St. Patrick that the people of Ireland were calling out to him to save them. He traveled back to Ireland and successfully converted the Irish people from paganism to Christianity. That's the true story, and a short story, of St. Patrick. So much more to talk about him. But is Ireland really this lost as a country when their own president can't even call him St. Patrick? Stay tuned for Ken. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is The Right Choice. Maryland. Talk Radio.